Right now on 950 ESPN, we present Penn Basketball. It's Penn's pregame show right now on 950 ESPN.
Enter Jerome Allen, injecting the squad with energy and trying to reestablish the red and blue brand of basketball.
Rosen penetrates, comes to the hole, the finger roll falls for Zach Rosen. Here's a turnover, Belcourt to the left, Bell to finish for Rob Belcourt.
Darren Smith driving far right, spins away from Barber for three, buries it from beyond. Does Darren Smith,
it's picked off, Eggleston to the rim, rocks it for a game tying jam.
University of Pennsylvania men's basketball is on the air. 2010-2011 Penn men's basketball on the Penn Sports Network from Nelligan Sports Market is presented by Chili's, home of Fajita Rita Monday, pepper and some fun. Coke Zero, real Coke taste, zero calories. Independence Blue Cross, now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Holiday Inn, look again at Holiday Inn Historic District for your stay in Philadelphia. Kindred Healthcare, dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. PICO, we put our energy into you. Now, courtside with the call, former Penn center, three-time Quaker letter winner, Vince Curran, and the play-by-play voice of Penn men's basketball, Brian Seltzer.
Hard to fathom back-to-back losses, tougher than the previous two defeats for Penn, both in overtime by a combined 4 points. Tonight, the Quakers strive to regenerate some momentum and keep pace in the Ivy League race, visiting a Cornell club struggling to find its three-time defending Ivy League champion, Horn. With that, from Newman Arena, capacity 4,473, on the campus of Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, this is Penn men's basketball. Along with our studio coordinator, the great Betsy Deming, my name's Brian Seltzer, and my partner is the one and only, the man, Vince Curran.
Rocking out, Seltzer, Greer Cheeseman in the band, hitting Freebird early.
How tremendous is that? You walk into Newman Arena tonight, and they're here to greet the Quakers, the University of Pennsylvania marching band.
One of the things that makes Penn unique to certainly all of the Ivies and many of the schools around the country is the dedication of Greer Cheeseman and the Penn band. They just show up everywhere. In my playing days, I remember we played at Vanderbilt, and they apparently drove all night and just showed up and were rocking out, and they have a great time, and they're great supporters, and it really makes it feel like a Penn game when they start playing.
They are an asset to the program, indeed. The program itself in its 20th game of 28th in the regular season for 2010-2011. Penn at 9-10 overall, having lost two in a row, now 3-2 in the Ivy League on this Friday, February 11th. Good for fourth place in the Ancient Eight, led by one of the program's own, Jerome Allen, 15-25 overall, 8-11 in the Ivy League.
From the table, Harvard beats Princeton, three-way tie, and we keep playing. Let's keep playing, something.
I like the sound of that.
Well, actually, you know what? I want to check that, though. I don't think that this is a year, and I've said it, of a 14-0, 13-1. I think it's 12-2, 11-3 is going to take the title. So,
the opponent tonight, Vin-Man, the Cornell Big Red. If you look up into the rafters here at Newman Arena, across the floor from our vantage point, you see men's basketball Ivy League champions 2008, men's basketball Ivy League champions 2009, men's basketball Ivy League champions 2010, men's basketball NCAA Sweet 16 2010. Those days been ran, unfortunately, for Cornell. A little bit far away at this point. 5-15 of the Big Red, 1-5, tied for dead last in the Ancient Eight.
Last couple years, we've come up here, and it seems like Cornell has been either on the verge of clinching or able to clinch with a win. I think with a loss tonight, they actually get eliminated. It has gone in a complete opposite direction. And I've said it, on our broadcast a couple times. I don't think the cupboard was that bare, but maybe it's a situation of overvaluing your role players when you've got stars like that. You say, oh, God, this guy can do this, and this guy can do that. And all of a sudden, you find out when he's the focal point of a scouting report or a defense, you can't do that.
No reigning Ivy League player of the year, Ryan Whitman, or two-time Ivy League defensive player of the year, Jeff Foote.
But they do have Chris Robleski, who was the Ivy League rookie of the year when Zach Rosen was a freshman. Robleski was probably
2008-2009.
Best rookie that year. If you figure Keith Wright, there's Doug Davis. There's Zach. There's at least one other one, right? Is it Mangano?
Mangano's one of them, too.
So that one was a head-scratcher for me, but, you know, he's a guy that is better as a complimentary player. Unfortunately for Cornell, he's got to be the guy.
Of course, good friend of Penn basketball, Steve Donahue, no longer patrolling the sideline here
at
Cornell. He is with the Boston College Eagles. So Bill Courtney assumes the helm of the Cornell Big Red. He is a veteran assistant 15 seasons between Virginia Tech, Virginia Providence, and George Mason. The 10 Quakers have taken a floor here at Newman Arena in Ithaca, New York. 10 at 9-10 overall, 3-2 fourth place in the Ivy League. Welcome by the Cornell Big Red. It's 5-15, 1-5 in the league. That is tied for the basement. The Midman goes one-on-one with the John R. Rockwell, head coach of men's basketball here at Penn. Jerome Allen on the other side. From Nelligan Sports, this is Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Center.
Quaker fans, looking for the best meal deal in Philadelphia? Come on down to Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City. A Penn tradition, Abner's is located at 3818 Chestnut Street and is home to the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. The next time you're visiting historic Franklin Field, the Palestra, or anywhere else on the Penn campus, be sure to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks of University City, a proud supporter of Penn Athletics.
Larry went to the AT&T store to shatter decades of Valentine's Day tradition. In his hand was a high-tech new smartphone, a Valentine's gift for his girlfriend Liz. This year, Larry's pledge of everlasting love would not come in the form of an unfunny greeting card or a cliche like a dozen roses. No. This year, Larry would show Liz that real love was a phone for texting love notes, emailing photos to each other, and going online to book a romantic getaway. Larry would give Liz this awesome new AT&T phone that he got for a great price. But first, Larry would pick up a dozen roses, because Larry's not crazy.
Get a great deal on the perfect Valentine's gift at AT&T. Rethink possible.
Come in now and get the Motorola Bravo with access to over 100,000 apps from Android Market. Plus, it has a 3.0 megapixel camera with digital zoom, all for just $49.99. AT&T. Rethink possible.
2-year wireless service agreement with minimum $15 monthly data plan required. Certain geographic other charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen. If I'm gonna have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
4 blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
It was 1 degree outside last night at around 9 p.m. when the Penn Quakers pulled into the team hotel in preparation for tonight's game against the Cornell Big Red.
Hurricane Dusty. Like, how do you know that? How do you
because we have a manager whose name is Brett Novick, who updated me on the forecast upon our arrival.
So, like, he went out there and stuck his finger. What is finger stuck in here? And says, oh, yeah, it's 1 degree.
Boy, blackberry, didn't he?
All right.
The Penn Quakers at 9-10, 3-2 in the league. The last two losses, very difficult. Double overtime defeat Saturday versus Harvard at home. And then losing at Princeton on Tuesday night by a final score of 62-59. Earlier this evening at Newman Arena on the campus of Cornell, the Midman Vince Curran had a chance to chat with his former teammate, John R. Rockwell, head coach of men's basketball here at Penn, Jerome Allen.
Vince Curran here with Coach Jerome Allen, Ithaca, New York tonight, Coach, Cornell Big Red. Take a quick step back to Tuesday night's game and how the guys reacted after the game. What was the bus ride home like? What was the practice, you know, the focus and the fire after that?
It was kind of tough because I know that the guys left it all on the floor. And we did some good things, and it was just a matter of covering every detail, especially late in the game. But all in all, I was pretty proud of just how they kept battling back and eventually took the lead. So we wanted to just leave it where it was at on the bus and try to get ready for tonight's game.
Going into your fourth game in 8 days, I know you have to work in days off and all that. How does that work out? You play Tuesday night. Did you have to give them off Wednesday? Or what was the practice schedule like?
We didn't really do anything on Wednesday, but just walk and talk the game. And got up and down a little bit on Thursday morning and got on the bus. Take the trip up to Cornell.
Last couple games, you dug yourself into holes. One of the things that we noticed on the broadcast is that you think maybe Zach Rosen could be a little more aggressive offensively early. What are you hoping that the team learns about, you know, what they need to do to start games and not put themselves in that position where they're pushing the boulder uphill for 20 or 30 minutes?
Yeah, well, hopefully they realize that if they could erase double-digit deficits, then, you know, if they start to play that way from the start and start of the game, then maybe that double-digit deficit is on the other side. So I just think all in all, whether it be Zach or Jack or just all the guys that are on the floor, that they just need to be a little bit more in tune to the game and the situations on both ends.
Coach John Chaney used to say that shooters can fall out of bed and start making shots. Tyler Bernardini's been a little under the weather the last couple games, but seems to not have affected his stroke at all. How important is he to what you're trying to do?
Yeah, well, you know, he stretches the defense for us. He opens up the cracks, you know, for our guards to penetrate. And, you know, all those things are good, but you know, just for him, we need more of a defensive presence. We need him to rebound the ball a little bit better. And everything else, you know, will take care of itself. So I'm happy that his shot's falling, and obviously he's made some new shots for us against Princeton. But I think tonight going forward, that especially against Cornell and this big transition offense, we need to get that F5 guys back and locate the shooters. And for him in particular, to just be in tune as to what's going on.
And Vince Kern here with Jerome Allen, Newman Arena, Cornell Big Red tonight. Talked about how guys have been presents for you. I thought you got a nice lift from Zach Gordon on Tuesday night. Rob Belcourt not able to go. Zach Gordon gets extended minutes. I thought defended pretty well, made a couple of shots, had, I think, 4 or 5 rebounds. So I really thought that he gave you a nice lift.
So, you know, for that to be his first action in terms of the extensive amount of minutes, so he did a phenomenal job for us. And he said that in order for us to be champions, you know, some guys are going to have to step up and contribute. And I thought he did all that he was asked of, and then some. So I was happy for him. And I just...
Again, Cornell Big Red tonight. It's a different Cornell team. No Ryan Whitman. No Jeff Foote. No Lewis Dale. No Steve Donahue. Struggled a little bit with the new regime, 5-15, but they look to be a team that can really score when they get it going. Get a little bit of insight into what they do and maybe a couple keys for victory.
Well, I don't think their record of 5-15 is indicative of the quality of basketball players they have on that team. They play extremely hard. You know, they spread you out. They're relentless. They never give up. And they always have 4 shooters on the floor, so you know, you can't take a playoff. You cannot think that you're out of the action when you're on the floor. And you know, I think for us, you know, we just have to limit their open looks and transition and get back and defend and rebound and identify the shooters. And it's gonna be tough. You know, they play 5 consecutive games on the road, so coming back home, and I should have a little bit of confidence, and we'll see.
Well, thanks to the Windman Vince Kern and the John R. Rockwell head coach of men's basketball here at 10, Jerome Allen. Top of the hour, station ID. This is 10 men's basketball for Million Sports on 950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Starting five for the Penn Quakers, Zach Rosen and Miles Cartwright are the 2 backcourt guards. Tyler Bernardini battling a well-documented, much-headlined cold bug over the past week. He will be the swingman.
Reporting the Tyler Bernardini cold bug
by the Baylor Pennsylvania. In the front court, it will be Jack Eggleston and Connor Turley for a much different-looking Cornell Big Red team at 5-15, 1-5 in the league. It'll be Chris Robleski and Jake Matthews in the backcourt. The swingman is Miles Asafo Ajay. And up front, Eric Peck and Josh Pagini. Eggleston left side and Pagini right there is the toss. And the tip is taken by Cornell. Robleski operates the offense from right to left.
And opens up man-to-man selfie. I expect you to get a lot of airtime tonight because Cornell is going to be one or two passes and up if they can get that going.
Robleski, far right wing. Left hand dribble, the top of the arc, hitting the foul line for Pagini. Loose ball trickles the far right wing, picked up by Peck. Robleski has a hole, near left side lane, pulls up, barely nicking the iron of the rim. Rebound to Bernardini and the red and blue.
And watch for Penn to try and run a duck in early for either Jack Eggleston or Connor Turley.
Quakers in their regular road navy blue uniforms, with Penn and white across the front, white numbers front and back. And it's their second game, and it's a five-game Ivy League road swing. Shot clock at 13, 55 seconds in. Near right wing, Eggleston. Pump fakes the pass, drives lane, kicks it out to Rosen far left. Stops, pivots, and he's forced into a walk by Asafo Ajay.
Surprised Zach Rosen doesn't get called for that a little bit more often. He comes to a very deliberate stop and then reverse pivots back out. I'm not sure whether it's a walk or not, but it oftentimes looks like one.
No score, 62 seconds in at Newman Arena, where Penn has lost the last three times and has taken this hardwood. Robleski trailing behind, top of the arc. Cicchini can't force a three, soaring in for the rebound. Connor Turley. Rose and the Quakers averaging 67.2 points per game. Scored just 59 in overtime.
The
nice entry over the shoulder. Eggleston for two.
And Eric Peck at 6'6". Eggleston at 6'8". I think they're generously lifting Peck at 6'6". He's got all he can handle with Eggleston on that low block.
A wild pass by Robleski goes awry over the far right sideline. Penn gets it back, winning 2-0 good man with a minute 38 gone by in this game.
I think Penn thinks they have an advantage up front. I think Jack Eggleston and Connor Turley are going to be going to them early and often. Rosen is up again.
Feeding Bernardini far left. Can't bury the three. A long rebound at the foul line to Bernardini. Asafo Ajay has Matthews. Robleski near left corner. 2 minutes in, 2-0 Penn. Good defense by Cartwright. Pass in the lane by Robleski is knocked out of bounds. Over the baseline, beneath the bucket by Rosen.
Cornell looks like a high school team compared to last year. They're all, no seniors, and they are just baby-faced and slight, and it's going to need to grow into their bodies, obviously, but right now, they just don't look like the same. Penn's just bigger and stronger across the board.
Shot clock at 11 for Cornell from right to left. Robleski double team near left wing, flings it across the court. Matthews takes it to the near left side of the paint. The finger roll short. Rebound to Pagini. Foul, and he gets the finish. Miles Cartwright lassoed Pagini from behind, and Pagini was able to quickly get the shot off it, rattled around the rim through, tied at the two with 17:34.
Talked about Cornell not looking that strong. Pagini right there. Miles Cartwright was really just trying to foul him and not let the get the ball above his shoulders. Pagini just powered through that, gets it up on the glass, gets the soft home team roll, and the layup goes, and he completes a three-point play. And now Cornell going to pick up in what looks like a 1-2-1-1 trap. They try and trap the balls in the corner.
Quakers break into the front court three. Near right will post Turley. He flings it across the lane. Cartwright can't connect to the left wing for three. Rebound, Robleski.
Turley has to shoot that. There's nobody on him. He flashes naked across the lane. He gets the ball. That's your play right there, Con. You got to finish that one.
Cornell leading by 1-3-2. Down low on the far left post. Pagini is hacked by Turley. 17:05 to go in the opening half.
Now, is it me, or is it the last couple games we've seen Tyler Bernardini stuck with guys who are looking to post him up? Maddox did it. I think it happened a couple times in the Harvard game.
Oh, wow.
He's got a guard guy in low like that. And again, it looked like there was either a switch or a rotation right there. And there's Tyler again holding on for dear life as Fagini.
He's next on his first. He is now 2-for-2 from the strike, Vintman. Early on in this game, he ended the evening.
There's money from the line right now. Money from the line.
Free throw line. 4-2 Cornell following that make. 2:55 in at Newman Arena.
The second one for the year
rattles off for Fagini. And the Quakers' deficit stays at 2. Rosen left-hand dribble, feeding the far left wing to Bernardini. Top of the arc, Curley, near right. Outside the arc, Cartwright. Back up top, Rosen. Bernardini through the lane into the near right corner, Cartwright. And he throws the pass across the court into the hands of Peck, who picks it off for the Big Red. Peck, far right baseline, and he returns the favor as Tyler Bernardini steps into a passing lane for a swipe. Near right of the point, Bernardini. Covered there by Peck. Bernardini has Curley free near right baseline. The runner.
Bad call.
Going to be a charge called against Connor Curley. Ran into Asafo Ajay.
I mean, Ajay rotates over, but Connor Curley is going up and he slides in underneath him. And I don't, you know what? You know me, Sophie. If you're going to take a charge. Be a man. Absorb the blow. Don't fall down before the guy gets there. And that's a bad call when officials give the guy the call. I mean, any anticipatory contact.
Well, full court shown by the Quakers. The dangerous Drew Ferry across the timeline far right. A JUCO transfer who leads the Ivy League in 3-point field goals made. Also, Akon Kamarinski scrubbing in for the Big Red as well. Starting 5 on the court for the Quakers. Top of the arc, Ferry throws a pass into the paint at the foul line. Robleski backs it out after bobbling the ball. Stop clock at 9. Robleski draws the fourth team foul against the Penn Quakers, far right side. That one will go against the Red and Blues, Zach Rosen. 14 fouls for the Quakers, none yet for the Big Red. 15:54 to go in the first. Time out of the floor to score. Cornell on top of the Quakers, 4-2. From Allegan Sports, Penn men's basketball, 950 ESPN, the Penn, 4-7.
First they called you Mikey. Then you got a little older and they called you Michael. After that, you were just Mike. Except for a brief period in college when they called you MC Mikey.
Yeah, boy!
Well, now they call you Dad, which may explain a few of those gray hairs.
Well, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I know that I just want to look some more.
At Independence Blue Cross, we know how life can change. That's why we have plans that are flexible and affordable, with choices you can customize, so you pay for what you need and not for what you don't. In fact, we have plans as low as $75 a month. To learn more, go to plansthatfit.com. There you'll find all the tools you need to choose a plan that fits you and your budget. You'll even find handy tools like our online personal health record and a treatment cost estimator. Independence Blue Cross. Now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Plans underwritten by QCC Insurance Company and Keystone Health Plan, each subsidiary of Independence Blue Cross, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Division of Recreation and Inland Collegiate Athletics at Penn. Thanks to following partners for their continued support of our varsity athletics program. After Cheesecake, Philly, Comcast Sportsnet, Holiday and Historic District, Independence, Blue Cross, Kindred Healthcare, and Pico. Cornell with the ball. And a 4-2 lead, 15:50 to go in the first. Cornell from right to left as we sit. From left, the end of the arc near left, stops the lane. Far right corner for three. Gray has got it. His 14th three-pointer of the season. Cornell by 5, 7-2.
And then off to another slow start. Double-team frustrated for Jerome Allen.
Rosen breaks it, has Eggleston far left baseline. The foul line, Bernardini, can't get the bounce on a 17-foot jumper. Rebound for Robleski. Robleski, far right. As Gray on the baseline, Bernardini deflects the pass, but it goes in the hands of Robleski. Gray, far right baseline, they swing it near left to Peck. on the near left low post. Kaminsky charges inside to deliver two. 9-2 Cornell on a 9-0 run. And the game, and a sluggish start for the Quakes.
They're now putting Miles Cartwright as the point guard to initiate the offense. Maybe they're going to call Zach Rosen's number here, try and get him going a little bit.
Top of the arc, Eggleston, Bernardini. In the near right corner, one-on-one with Ferry. Curley, near right side lane, turns to face Kamarensky, working to his left. Stepping off the Kamarensky block, recovers, good goal call. And possession points, Sam Curley.
And Fran Doherty going to get Connor Curley. Connor, a little bit of a slow start. That time getting that one blocked. That one you would have liked to have seen him just kind of turn and go on earlier.
Cartwright inbounding far left baseline to Rosen. Rises up and locks in with a left-handed three-pointer. Zach Rosen brings 10, within 4, 9-5.
Because Zach Rosen's first shot 5.5 minutes into this game. I'd like to see him get a couple more shots up a little earlier than that.
He's been below double figures in two of his last three games. Loose ball in the lane. Kamarensky comes up with it. And then a tie-up between Gray and Doherty at the foul line. Jump ball. And having just saw Penn play, obviously, now in favor of the Big Red.
Mike Martin, the Penn assistant, giving Fran Doherty a little earful right there. Because that ball's loose in the middle of the lane, and Fran just kind of waits for it to get picked up. He's got to go after that.
Ferry, far right baseline, jumper off the side of the glass that bounces back out to Ferry. Shot clock does not reset. Robleski drains it from the near left wing. A three-pointer, the shot clock was at 3. And the Donna Rockwell head coach of men's basketball, Penn Jerome Allen, takes a timeout. 6 minutes in, Penn trailing by 7.
Another loose ball. I mean, Ferry, who by all accounts of the Penn coaching staff is probably the best shooter in the league. And somebody I've never heard of, so I'll take their word for it. I think Tyler's pretty good. A couple other guys. They're saying this kid's the best shooter in the league. Hits the side of the backboard on his first shot, and Penn doesn't come up with a rebound. And I think that is what Jerome Allen is saying to his team right now. He's like, they're just beating us with loose balls. They're just beating us on the hustle plays. They're beating us with the effort plays, and that can't happen.
Full court press shown by Cornell as the Quakers inbound, red and blue, from left to right. Nearly a miscommunication between Rosen and Eggleston in the backcourt. Rosen crossed the timeline near right. Shot clock at 23, Penn trailing 12-5, 13:46 to go in the first. Rosen near right corner. Robleski trying to wrap him up. Double team to the baseline on the Rosen dribble. Cartwright, far left on the wing. He takes it in, but heads off Doherty, who dives in for two.
Nice skip pass by Jack Eggleston to get that started. And Miles Cartwright finds himself in another situation where there is nobody that can keep him in front of them. So he should be attacking the basket every time. That time he gets safe line and drops it off to Fran Doherty for the layup.
Doherty coming off a career performance. Tuesday at Princeton, a person with about 7 points and a career-high 7 rebounds as well. Far right of the lane, Drew Ferry, catch fire, can't connect the three. With McCarron, it is Doherty for Penn. Quakers trailing by 5, Rosen top of the arc, short for 3, rebound, Kamarensky fouled from behind, a push by Fran Doherty.
They're called Fran Doherty for the push, really no impact on the play, and I think Kamarensky is actually off balance. So now the 15 foul on 10 in 7 minutes of this game.
Bernardini heading out to the Quakers. Rob Belcourt coming in for the red and blue.
He's not the Cornell team of a couple of years ago. He's got about 85% from the free throw line, so be a little bit more worried about it if this were last year. But still, you don't want to put a team on the line and get an easy one.
Mark Curry and Adam Wire in the game for Cornell. Wire just robbed by Rosen. Yeah. That one's down for Eggleston to flush it up high in the air. It was nearly picked off. Eggleston last to touch it, but Ferry in retreat was almost able to come up with a clean.
Almost a great pass. Zach Rosen sees Jack Eggleston busting it down the middle of the floor. Just a little bit too much air underneath it. I didn't see who tipped it for Cornell, but good hustle to get back into the play.
Cornell in front of Penn, 12-7, 12 minutes, 31 seconds to go in the first. Far right baseline, Ferry swings the top of the arc to Groby, puts it in the air, and punches it in. Groby, a long jumper, three-pointer, 15-7, Cornell's largest lead at 8. Very vocal is Bill Courtney along the far left sideline. His team has only five games and 20 previous ones played before tonight. Penn with plenty to shoot. Michael Fulton near right wing. In the lane, great team. Belcour, the bump and the bucket. For Rob Belcour slices in to the cup. And he collects 2 points and he's going to foul as well.
Rob Belcour, a guy that played really, really well against Cornell last year at the Palestra. Coming off the bench right now for Jerome Allen, who just says, look, this is, we're not off to a good start. We need some toughness. We need a little bit more attitude out there. And Belcour is the guy that provides that. And now Zach Gordon's going to get Miles Cartwright. Jerome Allen giving Miles a little bit of an earful on his defensive effort. Zach Gordon, another guy who played pretty well on Tuesday night at Princeton as Belcour makes the old-fashioned three-point play.
And back within 5, 15-10. Poor exchange between Ferry and Gray. Kick ball the call by the Quakers and Rob Belcour as he was back on the hardwood, battling for it along
with another play
the
Belcour made. He overplays the pass. It's loose. And he, Belcour says, the official, I was trying to pick it up with my feet. He's on his back. He's trying to bring it in. Accidentally kicks it. And kick ball the call. Now, no reset on the shot clock as well. That's a little surprising.
11:51 to go in the first half. Time out of the four to score. Cornell leading 10, 15-10 from Elgin Sports. And then basketball on 9:50 ESPN, the Penn Sports Center.
United Healthcare takes its commitment to their members in Pennsylvania seriously. That's why they take an active role in the communities they serve and promote good health every step of the way. Preventive care is covered 100% in most plans. They offer wellness programs to help their members make healthy choices, and they send out reminders for immunizations and annual physicals. After all, their mission is to help people live healthier lives. United Healthcare, a proud sponsor of Penn Athletics. Insurance coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company or its affiliates. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Company.
Hey, I'm the old fridge that used to live in your kitchen. You upgraded and I got relegated to the basement. Totally insulting, by the way. My revenge? I'm wasting about $150 a year. So there.
Get rid of your old refrigerator. With Pico Smart Appliance Recycling, we'll pick it up and give you $35. Pico, we put our energy into lots of programs to save you money. For eligibility and savings details, visit pico.com/smartideas or call 888-5-PICO-SAVE.
Up there, the next time you're visiting the Palestra, we're on the World Cup campus for that matter. You're going to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks at University City at 38th and Chestnut. 11:48 to go in the first half. Cornell with a 5-point lead, 15-10, and the ball. Gray trying to shake Rose on the far right. Roby, top of the arc, the UMass transfer. He's a 3-point specialist. At the foul line, Gray, kick out Groby, and he drills it to the outside again.
Zach Gordon,
three.
Zach Gordon helps off Groby right there as the Cornell offense running a little bit of a wheel play, diving somebody down the lane. They just can't recover out quickly enough, and Groby knocks it down. Now Cornell looking to double-team Rosen.
Belcour hard take along the far left baseline for another 2 points, 18-12.
You can see what the Cornell strategy is right now. Double-team Rosen, get the ball out of his hands, especially with Miles Cartwright on the bench for Penn.
Belcour with the team best 5 points off the bench. Top of the arc, Gray. Backs it out beneath the center circle. Rosen eyeing him down. Shot clock at 16. In the near left corner, Groby pulls the trigger. Off the mark, offensive rebound. The wire, shot clock doesn't reset. Gray far right, an air ball for three. Gobbled up by Gordon.
Well, Gordon doesn't make the same mistake twice. He challenges Groby that second time. And it's an air ball. It's rare that you see air ball, right?
Yeah,
three corners, but there were two right in a row right there.
Rosen, top of the arc. He and Penn trailing by six. Dangerous pass by Gordon. Kicked off by Gray. Deflected to Curry. Curry, a transfer from the University of Kentucky, now in his second season. With the big red. Far right on the wing. Ferry past Belcour. Pump fake. Far right high post. Lane wire from far right baseline to Curry. The hook shot. He hits it. Right hand. 20-12. Cornell back up by eight.
Scores a wide body, athletic. And that time just kind of uses that frame to take a couple power dribbles and go right up and over Fran Dougherty.
9:48 to go in the first. Gordon pivots top of the arc. as Rosen near right on the wing. Steps the baseline, pump fake, keeps it down, top of the key feed Belcourt, a fader, off iron, no good. Rebound to Cornell and Gray.
Belcourt starting to feel it a little bit after a couple of buckets early. A little wild with that last one.
Wire under the arc near left. A long two. Taps it on the board. Four down by 10. 22 to 12. 5 points to go in the first. Disappointing start for the Penn Quakers. They do his territory for the red and blue in their Ivy Championship hopes. So 3-2 in the lead. Cash knocked out of bounds far left wing by a very active Wire.
And would you talk about you really did you
do that?
Well, I was going to go with a real
Wire. Go ahead.
Well, I was just about to say that Cornell, if you looked at them before the game, and they looked disinterested. They had no energy, no pep in their step. And now all of a sudden they get a little flow going. And they're the ones up and bouncing around. And back on their heels a little bit.
Just the seventh home game of the season for Cornell. Shot clock at 10 for Penn. Rosen, far left, on the wing. Skips it to Eggleston, top of the arc. Has Bernardini in the near right corner. Tyler Tan hits a three. Offensive rebound, Eggleston. And a fresh 35 for the Red and Blue.
Big rebound by Eggleston. Just diving the lane right there. And goes up above everybody to get it.
Rosen sets it up far left. On the wing, he has Cartwright, far left sideline, Doherty, dribbling to his right, turning back inside to his left, and draws contact in the key about 4 feet from the bucket on Wire.
Okay, I'll see.
Sorry,
I'm stuck in some way. You're doing the Chris Berman, you talked so long you ran out of air.
Yeah,
he does that from time to time. Now, Fran Doherty on the post-up right there, I like that he powers in the middle lane. I think he will get a little better sense as he gets older of, as Fran Doherty makes the first free throw, of where that double team's coming from. Looks like they went big to big on the double, which left Jack Eggleston wide open at the top of the key. I think that's the pass you want to make right there. Give Jack, who's a very good free throw, excuse me, three-point shooter, a wide open look as Fran Doherty goes one for two.
8:26 to go on the first, 22-13 Cornell. Far right corner, Sahoda. Stepping back to the door of Westview, rifles in a three.
You've seen that play out of Cornell so many times where they dribble out of the corner and then just throw back from whence they came, and that time Rosen a little late closing out on Robleski.
Doherty from Cartwright. Doherty in the lane, 3 feet from the hoop, is harmed by the big red. So Fran Doherty will head back to the free throw line. Pentron by 11 points. 24-13. Doherty. That the 13th foul against the Big Red. The right-handed shooting rookie from Archbishop Wood lays a brick on his first. So Fran now in the season, 16 for 37 hit down in the free throw line.
He's got give or take 75% in high school. Of course, that's his number, is what he told Sam that. But, you know, a guy that looks like he should be a better shooter than he is performing from the free throw line.
I thought that's 200 seconds. Rebound to the Big Red. Robleski across the timeline, near left on the way.
Like, some guys just can't shoot, right? You look at him and say, that guy's never going to have a chance. Fran Doherty does not look like that. He looks like he should be a better shooter than he's doing.
Top of the arc, Tech, Punk, Fake, Tech, Ferry, near left, he locks in. A straightaway three for Ferry. That is the seventh three-pointer for Cornell. They have ripped this open, 27-13 with 7:43 to go in the opening end. Cornell coming into the game, third the Ivy Leagues in Miami. 3-point field goal shooting percentage of 37.2.
And they make 9.1 per game, which is 10th nationally. So they're a team that can put points on the board in bunches. And they've been doing that early. It looks a little bit like Intent is getting caught up on the defending the interior and not getting closed out as quickly as they need to. So I think Jerome Allen probably challenging his team's manhood a little bit, saying, you know what, keep your man in front of you. Keep your man in front of you, and if you give up that penetration, then we're going to be in trouble. And now he's going to put Sam Gunner in the game. Who's he going to stand for? Jack Eggleston?
No.
Fran Doherty.
Rosen, Gunter, Eggleston, Cartwright, and Tyler Bernardini on the court for the Penn Quakers, who will inbound and will contest a Cornell full court press. 27-13, all Big Red, 7:38 to go in the first.
And Cam Gunner, guy, you're hoping at this point his length may give you a little defensive presence more than you have right now.
Blazing at the top of the arc, shot clock at 20. And an offensive foul away from the play committed by Cameron Gunter.
Good ball. Cam Gunter is long and lean and skinny and just leans into that screen as Bernardini's coming off. And that one's a little bit more on Tyler Bernardini. He needs to rub his man tighter off Gunter. There was too much space between them. Gunter had the lead. Easy call for the official.
7:26 to go in the first. Time out for the score. Cornell cruising 27-15 over Tampa. The Belgian Sports to send up basketball. 950 ESPN. The Titans Sports.
There's one place for great basketball. That's with the Quakers. And there's one place for the best quality deli products. Your place, ShopRite. The star of the pregame show is always Black Bear premium quality deli products. Available exclusively at ShopRite. You'll never find any MSG in Black Bear deli products. Lunch bags, game day, or anytime. Choose premium quality Black Bear deli. Visit ShopRite's Appy department and let us create fabulous Black Bear deli platters for your next gathering. One place, your place. ShopRite. And go Quakers. Sprint Turf wishes good luck to the Quaker basketball team and is a proud partner of Penn Athletics. Sprint Turf has been the University of Pennsylvania's choice in synthetic turf since 2004 when the surface was installed on the beautiful and historic Franklin Field. If your school is considering a turf field or perhaps you have a landscaping project at home, make Sprint Turf your first call at 877-686-TURF. Visit us online at SprintTurf.com.
United Healthcare takes its commitment to its members in Pennsylvania seriously. That's why United Healthcare takes an active role in the communities that it serves. Promoting good health every step of the way, United Healthcare, a proud partner of Penn Athletics. 7:18 to go in the first. Cornell 27-13. Far right baseline. Corey, turnaround hook shot. He hits it with the right hand over Gunter. Everything going down for Cornell. 29-13 the score.
Everything going down, but it's not that tough a shot. He gets the ball at 4 feet and then just takes one dribble and drop steps with the hook shot. Can't let the ball get caught that deep.
Backdoor cut. Rosen far left sideline. He's fouled in pursuit of the hoop, so Zach Rosen will go to the free throw line where the Penn Quakers have two of their 13 points. 6:52 to go in the first, and Vidman is,
yes, Brian,
is not for the most sightly effort here in the first half.
13 points, 13 minutes into the game. That's not going to get it done. Penn has gotten some decent shots, and Cornell, not a team that really gets out and guards you. But what they're doing right now is just keeping Penn on their heels by the way they're playing their offense. Penn really just not able to get anything strung together defensively.
Rosen stroking his first. The southpaw's second one now on the way. It rattles off. Eggleston battling Peck, but it's Peck with the ball. 29-14, 6:45 to go in the first. Robleski pairing into the lane. Near left side fader, no. Jumping in for the rebound. Bernardini draws a foul on the way down. That'll be the 15th foul against Cornell here in the first half.
So now if you're Penn, you're just looking to string together a couple stops and a couple of scores. That time Robleski just kind of climbed right up the back of Eggleston and throws up a wild one. Tyler Bernardini there to clean up the loose change.
29-14, Cornell, 6:33 to go in the first. Cornell coming off its biggest win of the season. Rosen goes back door again and again, draws the foul along the far left baseline.
Yeah, I really like that play. Penn sends
you
back
what?
Rosen.
What? You, the back door play?
No. I like the overall design of that play. We talk about how Penn brings Rosen across the court with two staggered screens at the elbow. Now, what teams are starting to do now is jump that pass to the wing to Rosen. Now, the counter to that is they're hitting Jack Eggleston at the elbow, maybe a little higher than the elbow as Rosen makes the first. And if you jump him, if you jump Rosen to defend that pass, then he's got a clear pass to the basket. They've run it twice in a row where they hit Eggleston and Rosen's going back door and gotten layup attempt.
Rosen connects on his second He now has a team high 6 point total. Sandwich 13, 29, 16, 6, 29 to go at Newman Arena in the Cornell. Full court prep picked up by Penn, and it plays the steal. Cartwright cutting through the key, blocked by Peck. Bounces to Bernardini, who couldn't hang on. The ball lost it over the far left baseline. Well, that was a mighty hammer lowered by Peck.
Miles Cartwright trying to step through and just ends up launching a bit of a floater.
She needs to take an extra dribble right there.
Robleski fouled by Belcourt in the backcourt.
It's the 1-on-1 now for Robleski.
The 17th foul against Penn. Going back to Peck for a second, good man. 19th in the Ivy League in scoring, averages 11.6 points per game. Scoring so far tonight. 4 rebounds per game, too. And he has been an emerging presence for Cornell this season. 6:15 to go in the first. The right-handed shooting at Robleski. Deposits his first on the front end. Shooting at 81.8% from the free throw line. He has 7. And another opportunity.
Nobody here 10 minutes ago.
No.
I think they got this score and said, hey, wait a minute. Basketball team, they're winning. Oh, I'm still watching.
Oh, Cotton for Robleski. 31-16 Cornell. With 6:11 to go in the first. Cornell 2-4. At Newman Arena this season, Bernardini flipping far left sideline, and in desperation throws it away to Peck from Cornell, who's then fouled by Jack Eggleston. 18 foul committed by the Quakers. Well, not the Christmas first half for the Quakers.
I mean, you're talking about the fourth game in 7 days, and right now, Penn's a little looking like they're a little worse for the wear. And Bernardini just slips on what I'm assuming is either water or sweat from where the Cornell huddle was as he came out and just legs went completely out from under him.
Texas fires on his first. Rebound to Eggleston Penn. Quakers with the final 5.5 minutes of this first half fast approaching. Well, we can't get anything started with that. Cartwright throws it right for Robleski. Trails behind Ferry's far right for three. Around rim and out. Rebound to Eggleston. Quakers catch a big break.
Cartwright, you see what happened. I was looking at the away from the down.
Perfectly timed pick by Robleski. Gordon near right wing and a foul on the floor committed by the big red away from the play.
1-on-1. Now Zach, excuse me, Jack Eggleston going to get 1-on-1. 1-on-1.
So Jack Eggleston going to the free throw line. Eggleston 72% this season from the strike.
Big ones right now. You can't let this thing get out any further. So you need your big players and your key players to make these free throws that feed into this lead.
Leslie Senior tri-captain gets the roll to rattle off the rim and through 31-17. Penn within 2 touchdowns of 5:34 to go in the opening half. Eggleston, 3 dribbles, shooting to all right, perfect on his second try. He has 4 points, a full court press by Penn, trailing now by 13. Peck across the timeline near left, takes the top of the arc. Gives to Gray, far right, under the timeline. Gray takes the top of the arc, has a hole near left, it closes, back behind to Groby. Far right of the wing, Ferry. Cornell keeping it on the perimeter with the shot clock down to 11 seconds. Make it 10. Gray has Fagini, near left wing, Gunter guarding him. Fagini hops, turn around, near left baseline, air ball, a tap attempt, no good by Gray, a loose ball secured by Eggleston.
Pretty good defense by Cam Gunter on Fagini.
Eggleston bolting to the bucket, handing off to Gunter along the near right baseline, and Cam couldn't hang on. So the Quakers on fourth there, give it right back.
Jack Eggleston, unselfish play right there, trying to find his teammate. But I think that's one he's got to get in there. You got to get that one up on the glass and let Cam Gunner be there to crash the boards.
Gray, behind the back dribble over the timeline, feeding Peck far right on the wing. Gray, the sophomore out of Tampa, giving it to Peck again, short on his jumper from the far right wing. He tried to save it in the far corner right in front of Sam, but he rolls it to Rosen. Rosen goes to the far left baseline, outside of the arc. Eggleston connects on a three, the far left perimeter.
Play
Eggleston 27 three-pointer. Penn within 10.
Zach Rosen pounding that ball into the lane, attacking, trying to get something before Cornell gets their defense set up. And we've seen Ryan Whitman, I think every year we came up here, he would have a trailing play in transition where he'd take about a 35-footer and knock it down. That time, Zach Eggleston not quite that far out. But Rosen just collapses the Cornell defense, drops it back, and Jack Eggleston bangs down the three from a spot other than his favorite spot, just to the right of the top of the key. So good shot by Jack.
Eggleston third on the Quakers now with 27 three-pointers. Jack Rosen leads the team in that category with 36. Tyler Bernardini right behind him with 34. So Penn trailing by 10. 31-21 with 4:19 to go in the first at Newman Arena. Far right point, Tech handing off to Robleski. Far right baseline jumper, clanks off the rim, rebound to Cartwright and Penn. Miles, scoreless thus far. 15 minutes and 58 seconds in. Angle from the far left wing. It'll hand off Rosen. Back to Jack. The finger roll
and
ball.
And a big play.
Is right, good man. Jack Eggleston pulling 10 within 8. A chance to win the deficit to 7 following these words.
Just a nifty drop off by Zach Rosen right there.
3:55 to go in the...
Not those words, though.
They're always nifty for reason. 3:55 to go in the first half. Timeout on 4-4. Cornell leading 10 by 8, 31-23. Belgium Sports, 10 Bench Basketball, 950 ESPN, Penn Sports Center.
Larry went to the AT&T store to shatter decades of Valentine's Day tradition. In his hand was a high-tech smartphone, a Valentine's gift for his girlfriend Liz. This year, Larry's pledge of everlasting love would not come in the form of an unfunny greeting card or a cliche like a dozen roses. This year, Larry would show Liz that real love is a phone for texting love notes, emailing photos, and going online. Larry would give Liz this awesome new AT&T phone. But first, Larry would pick up a dozen roses, because Larry's not crazy.
Get a great deal on the perfect Valentine's gift at AT&T. We think possible.
AT&T and BlackBerry have teamed up to evolve the smartphone. BlackBerry Torch, now just $99.99. A brilliant touchscreen, full web, Facebook, and Twitter on a single screen, all working seamlessly with the BlackBerry keyboard and available in three colors, red, white, and black. Only from AT&T. We think possible.
2-year wireless service agreement with minimum $15 monthly data plan required. Certain geographic other charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
We're going to hand us 10 athletics on Facebook and Twitter and get the latest news on the Quakers and interact with fellow Penn fans at PennAthletics.com for the deep. Click on the Facebook or Twitter.
Is that another one of the you kids use? You kids with your hippity hop music?
That's right. Become a friend or a independently minded follower of ours. Today, Jack Eggleston to the free throw line, trying to complete a three-point play that could pull Penn within 7. They trail 31-23, 3:55 to go in the first, and Eggleston gets the roll to rattle in. It went front of the rim, back of the rim, then down.
So now 10 points for Jack Eggleston, who almost single-handedly willing Penn back into this game. He and Zach Rosen really starting to work well together.
Drew Ferry, between the legs dribble, takes the top of the arc to Peck. Here left on the wing, Robleski. Far right, Peck. Outside the arc, deep in the middle, to Farron. Here left on the wing, Robleski trying to take it baseline, shut off there by Belcourt. Roby top of the arc, with 5 seconds, he has Robleski here left baseline, his jumper rattles off. Rebound to Eggleston and Penn.
Penn done a much better job. Challenging shots after the first 4 or 5 minutes of this game. Cornell going ice cold, mostly because of the work Penn's done defensively.
Eggleston far left for three. Off the mark. Rebound to Peck. Cornell in transition from right to left. In the front court, near left wing, Ferry taking Cartwright baseline. Kick out Groby near left wing as three will go. Kimarinski follows and crashes and catches for two as he's thrown from right to left across the lane.
Long shot and the rebound kicks off a little long. I didn't see how Belcourt ended up with Kimarinski. I thought that would have been Fran Doherty's man, but there must have been a switch in there. And once he got it, Rob was hanging on.
Cornell's lead back up to 9. 2.5 to go in the first. Cartwright, near right wing, left-hand dribble, swings it far left in the corner, Belcourt. Back to Zach, outside the arc, far left. Rose in the lane, drive and kick to Eggleston, who rumbled towards the racket in the process. Drew a foul as he crossed the court.
Yeah, right, some nifty ball handling right there, right in front of us, kind of splits the double team. We're now going to get 1-1, right, Chelsea? Not 2 yet?
Correct. With that, that is the 18th foul for Cornell, all equal with 10. In that respect, 2:17 to go in the first, 10 trailing by 9. The left-handed shooting, Ellison, his front end is on the way, and he gets a nice roll again. Eggleston, pacing 10, as Zinman said, in scoring so far. Only 11 points.
And rebounding as well. 6 rebounds for Jack, so he has knocked down the second free throw. Puts a tough play on Tuesday night behind him, and it's come out and getting it done for the Quakes.
33-26 Cornell by 7, 209 to go in the first. Gray has a walking far right wing. Back to Gray, top of the arc. Will be guarded by Cartwright, top of the key. Robleski on the foul line as Peck far right corner. He punches it in from the perimeter. A three-pointer gives Cornell a 10-point lead once again. 36-26 with a minute 50 to go in the first.
Cornell just gets into the middle of that 10 defense, and once Robleski's in there, he draws a couple of defenders, and then everything else flows from there.
Near right, Conway Doherty, turning from his left to his right, back in the bucket, in the lane looking for Eggleston, pass knocked out of bounds by Cornell.
Boat is taking on water.
Yeah.
The Quakes got bailed out right there. Fran Doherty looking to get a diving Jack Eggleston. I actually think it's the right call. I think it is out of bounds off Peck, but it hit him in the back. Jack Eggleston just fortunate for Penn, able to knock that off Peck right there.
Now, Belcourt buries a three from the near right wing.
First time zone out of Cornell, it looked like right there. And Rob Belcourt just spots up. Belcourt likes playing against Cornell now. 8 points for Rob.
Penn down by 7, 36-29. Far right, under the timeline, Gray. Shuffles in the middle of the floor, and an illegal screen. Going to be called against Akon Chemerinsky of Cornell along the DLS baseline. So Penn with 69 seconds to go in the first half, trailing by 7, will get the ball back.
Sorry about that, Phelps. They gave him the timeout. They said there was a one.
The second half, that ends in the Quakes period as of late Zinman. So after a somewhat slow start tonight, Penn trying to trudge back in, already with 2 losses in the lead. Playing a down Cornell team at 1-5. Rose in the far left wing. Draws a double team. Top of the arc, Doherty. Near right corner, Belcourt. Tiptoes the baseline. Entry pass knocked away by Gray for Cornell. Stopping the shot clock at 23 seconds. Game clock at 56.5.
Belcourt very fortunate right there because Cornell collapses around Jack Eggleston. 3 defenders.
Eggleston near right corner. Top of the arc, Cartwright. Rosen on the arc near right, working his way towards the lane. Doherty down low left side, throws it up above the rack. Rebound picked up by Cornell. Groby slicing through in transition. Far right, Robleski. Between the leg, dribble step back, 3 on the way. He doesn't get the bounce with the board, Doherty. Shot clock turned off.
One shot,
30 seconds to go in the first half. Game clock at 25 seconds, and trailing by 7, 36-29. Rosen bouncing the ball above his waistline of his shorts with his right hand. 15 seconds to go in the first. Standing at the center circle donut, transparent, here at Newman Arena. 8 seconds to go in the first. Rosen deep in the middle of the floor. Drives near right with 5. Spins under the foul line. The fader. Wide left. Rebound Curry. He heaves at the horn. Well, short and wide to the right. And that is foul. The first half was Penn got off to a slow start. Cards back down the stretch. How does it end? Penn trailing by 7 to break. 36-29.
Jack Rosen kind of refuses the screen right there. Dribbles to it, but never actually uses it and ends up with a challenge jumper in the lane. You like to see it come off right there and get a couple other counteractions from that.
Penn Quakers for the third consecutive game down at the break in the previous two. Valiant comeback this has come up short. Tonight the Quakers try to reverse that trend. 20 minutes in the book at Newman Arena on the campus of Cornell University and full covered Ithaca, New York.
Pretty cold up here as well.
36-29. Cornell halftime show proceeds next. A conversation with Fran Doherty, and we go around the internet on the Comcast SportsNet out of town scoreboard. For Melvin Sports, Fran Basketball, 950 ESPN, the Times SportsNet.
ShopRite is proud to support Penn Basketball. And did you hear about the ShopRite MasterCard? You earn rewards points every time you use your ShopRite Rewards MasterCard. So every time you buy something you need, like eggs, bread, or milk, you're earning points to get something you want, like gift cards from top retailers for food, clothing, electronics, and more. You can even redeem your ShopRite MasterCard rewards for gift cards from ShopRite. That's, well, like getting free food. Visit ShopRite.com for details. And go Quakers! If you come from today's rapidly changing, energetic, collaborative workplace where people expect their work tools to do the best job possible, visit sithowyouwant.com and explore Generation by Knoll, an award-winning work chair. Generation's advanced design and flexing features give you the freedom to be you and allow you to move effortlessly about your day. Generation by Knoll, for anyone in today's workplace, but especially for those who refuse to sit still, visit sithowyouwant.com today.
Your Monday will never be the same, because it's Fajita Rita Monday at Chili's. Get a double order of classic fajitas for only $14.49. A full pound of juicy, marinated steak or chicken grilled to perfection, served sizzling with onions, bell peppers, and the works. Enough for two is just $14.49, and a single order is $8.99. Enjoy a frothy 10-ounce top shelf or Caribbean margarita for only $2.99. It's Fajita Rita Monday, all day, every Monday at participating Chili's.
In the sports arena, the greatest glory comes from success when it really counts. Kindred Hospitals knows that feeling. As one of Fortune Magazine's most admired companies for 2 years running, we offer high-intensity medical care at the most crucial points in our patients' lives. Our team is Kindred, our game is healing, and winning is recovery. We win a lot. Let the Kindred team help when it counts most. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen. If I'm gonna have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
To the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
Four blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness. 950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
It's the Quaker Halftime Report presented by United Healthcare. With audio highlights from the first 20 minutes, feature interviews, and a full stat recap, once again with Vince Curran, here's Brian Seltzer.
And for the third game in a row, trying to rebound and battle back after a somewhat tough start. The Quakers trailed by as many as 16 in the opening 20 minutes. They have turned the deficit to 7 at the break. 36-29, your score at the half. Along with Vin-Man Vince Curran, Brian Seltzer courtside at Newman Arena on the campus of Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Time now to go around the 8-8 on the Comcast SportsNet out-of-town scoreboard. Brought to you by our pals at Comcast SportsNet. Nobody does Philly college is better.
Before you get into it, there is full contact Finley League basketball going on out there. And good sportsmanship. I saw one kid just get walloped, and the kid on the other team stopped, paused, upped him up, and then went out on the fast break.
Here you go.
Your gent with Vin Man's helping.
Finally. Yeah. Starting the third weekend of Ivy League action in 2011.
By the way, these guys are great, but they're not as good as that woman that was flipping the balls up on her head. That was unbelievable.
We're out of Dartmouth, Vin-Man. Would you like to be in Hanover tonight?
No. You could not pay me enough to be in Hanover tonight.
49-34, the score in that one, a battle of the other two. 1-5 teams, Murray Cornell, the third one. 39-34, Brown leading Dartmouth at the break. Halftime at Levy and Jim. And Morningside Heights in Manhattan. Columbia just gets crushed by Princeton, 42-26. Princeton, the top team in the Ivy League, is 17-4 overall, 5-0 in the league. Columbia, after a 3-1 start, 3-0 start actually, from danger of dropping a fourth in a row. Columbia 12-8. Overall 3-3 coming into the evening, and with 3:46 to go in the opening half, at Harvard's in, man, James Jones and the Yale Bulldogs leading the Crimson 35-33.
Does not surprise me one bit, Selke. I just think James Jones has a pretty good team, and I think he's a pretty good coach. I think he is going. Well, I think he's a better coach in that matchup. So I'm gonna say, yeah, doesn't surprise me that he's there, and won't surprise me if they stay there. But if you were going to say, put a gun to my head, how's that one going to end?
Harvard for a second.
Yep.
Harvard. Yale 4-2 in the league entering tonight. Harvard 5-1. So once again, halftime in Hanover, New Hampshire. Dartmouth trailing ground by 5. Columbia down 16 versus Princeton in New York City. And Harvard trying to come back against Yale. 35-33, that score. From Cambridge with 3:46 to go in the first half. And here at Newman Arena in Ithaca, New York, 10 Quakers behind the Cornell Big Red, 36-29. And that is your Around the Ancient Eight Comcast Sports Bet out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by our pals at Comcast Sports Bet. Nobody that's Philly College Hoops Center and our friends at Comcast Sports Bet. A one-on-one with Fred Doherty, Penn's freshman forward. On the other side, from Nelligan Sports, this is Penn Men's Basketball at 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Center.
When you were 18, you fixed your own car. Then you fixed your friend's car. Then you fixed your friend's sister's car. Then you fixed your friend's sister's uncle's car. And next thing you know, you had yourself a car repair business. And while you're definitely an expert on four-cylinder engines, you're not exactly an expert on employee health insurance. No problem.
Well, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I know that I just want to look some more.
At Independence Blue Cross, we make it easy for you to find a plan that fits your growing business. You see, we have lots of choices that are flexible and affordable, so you can find a plan that keeps deductibles low. You can modify it to add wellness programs, and you can customize the plan to keep it within your budget. So whether your business is small or big, go to planforfit.com. Independence Blue Cross. Now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Independent licensee at the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Halfway through, halftime here at Newman Arena. On the campus of Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, the Penn Quakers score the first 2 points of this game. But then Cornell rattled off the next 9 in a row, built a lead of as much as 16 to the opening 20 minutes of play. But the Quakers, a nice charge down the stretch of that first half, 11-3, outscoring Cornell in the final 4 minutes of the opening stanza. Pardon me, from, what was it, from the 8-minute mark to the 4-minute mark?
I think it was from the 8 to the 4 or something.
So using that mini-game run, that's courtesy of our sports information director, Mike Mahoney, to get back in this one. The Quakers in the locker room right now, Jerome Allen trying to scheme things up. One of the players attentively, we are sure, listening to him. Fran Doherty, Rim Blue rookie out of Archbishop Wood. New Britain, Pennsylvania, coming off of a 7 point, 7 rebound career-high performance Tuesday at Princeton. And earlier today at the team hotel, had a chance to catch up with Fran Doherty.
Fran, these last two games for Penn, just two back-to-back overtime losses. What has the team taken away from this experience?
We try to stay mentally focused, especially after a game like that. We want to get the job done before overtime. We don't have to go into overtime and have to do work there. And also another thing that we've been looking at is trying to get a lead during regulation play instead of waiting to overtime to finally take the lead. And so, against Princeton, we were down by 13, Harvard, by down a bunch too. So, if we can put ourselves into a better position that we can win the game earlier, I mean, that's what we're trying to get out of these losses.
As trying as it might be to go through a stretch like that, as a rookie, your first season, a freshman, valuable to maybe experience what that's like, the disappointment, user's motivation going forward?
It is. I think I can only learn from it. it was tough, like, being in this pressure situation, but it's only going to make you better in the end. Now you know what to kind of expect. If there's any other games like that, you know, hopefully the right thing will happen next time.
Speaking with the red and blue rookie forward, Fran Dougherty, halftime between the Penn Quakers and the Cornell Big Red in Ithaca, New York. You've been fortunate over the course of your first season to get increased playing time as the season's gone along. In what areas have you felt yourself growing? Have you been able to notice any progress?
I just feel more poised and, like, controlled out there. Catching on the block is that we've been working on it in practice a lot, especially since, like, Christmas break. Just trying to be relaxed and know what you're going to do with the ball when you get it. So I think I improved in that, and just the overall feel for the game with the guys, like playing with them. Now I know, like, strengths and weaknesses. So, I mean, it's been an adjustment, but it's came along, like, naturally. So it hasn't been bad.
Even going back to last Tuesday's game, I mean, there you are. You got the first field goal in overtime for Penn. You're playing meaningful crunch time minutes in the program's biggest rivalry series. Did you expect to find yourself in that type of spot this early on in your Quaker career?
No, so it's true. I wouldn't ever imagine being there, but, you know, if you're out there, it shows that the coaches trust you enough that if the ball does come your way, you should be ready for it. So, I mean, I was surprised, but still had to be controlled and poised.
What do you think it is about the way you've conducted yourself, whether it be on the practice court, in-game situations so far, maybe going to the weight room, that has left an impression upon Coach Allen that he trusts you to give you those minutes?
I think you just got to show him that you work hard and, you know, you understand what they're trying to teach you. It definitely helps, like, in practice, like, he tells you what you should be working on. If you work on that, showing that they've given me chances, so I mean, it helps out just him being a mentor and everything, teaching me what to do.
Wrapping up with Penn rookie forward Fran Dougherty out of Archbishop Wood, his first season with the program. We've been Warminster, Willow Grove, Doylestown. I mean, you've been around the burbs now. The opportunity to live on campus in the city, what's that experience been like?
It's awesome. I love the city. I get better in the suburbs. It's just more action, there's people around everywhere, more resources. You meet, like, so many people each day, especially, like, from the upperclassmen. They introduce you to so many people on campus that are, like, they'll help you down the road and be valuable to you. So, I mean, I love the city. It's been great so far.
Did you always have it in your plans? Did you know in your gut that at some point you'd be sticking around in a city closest to the town that you grew up in?
Not really. I didn't expect to go to college so close to home. But it's worked out well. My family likes it. I like it. Turned out for the best.
Mom and Dad keeping their distance?
Yeah. I mean, I talk to them mostly every day, but they come down to the games every week, so that's a good thing, I think.
So you grew up in the suburbs around the city in which the school that you now play for is located. What was the first moment you had where you realized that Penn might be a place that you wanted to find yourself playing basketball?
Well, I've known, like, the history of the Big Five, and I know Penn's history with great academics and everything like that. So that really stuck out to me when I was making my decision. I guess staying home was a good idea after all. Like, I thought about it for a while and I was like, it might be the best decision for me.
Sam Dougherty, Penn freshman forward from New Britain, Pennsylvania, out of Archbishop Wood. As halftime winds down at Newman Arena in Ithaca, New York, on the campus of Cornell University, the 9-10, 3-2, fourth place Penn Quakers have 20 minutes with which to work to try and avoid a third straight Ivy League loss. The Cornell Big Red, three-time defending Ivy League champions, probably is not going to work out this year. They're 5-15 and 1-5 in the conference. The Quakers, Vinman, trailing 36-29, heading into the second half.
Biggest problem, I think, Brian, for the Quakers, 9 turnovers in the first half against the Cornell defense that really not trying to force turnovers. Now, Penn makes their run and gets back into the game, cuts it to 7, and Penn has no turnovers in the last 6 minutes of that first half. So that's obviously something that that made a difference. And now, I also think Rob Belfour really gave Jerome Allen a lift.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how he goes in the second half. Fran Dougherty and Rob Belfour playing a little bit better than Connor Shirley and Tyler Bernardini. Tyler, maybe, you know, he's well-chronicled flu issues. Maybe he's finally catching up to him, but interesting to see how Jerome Allen goes here in this second half.
Eagles in the game is the leading score thus far, 12 points. 5 rebounds, 10 with the ball, right to left as we see it trailing by 7. In the lane, Eggleston, hard move, and hits a running left-handed finger-roll shot. The full 10 within 5, 36-31.
And he gets the pass from Fran Dougherty. Set play out of the timeout. Eggleston just cuts so hard, and it's so tough, and just wills that one into the basket.
Top of the arc, Matthews has Robleski near right. One bounce pass to Fagini. Back to the bucket. Turning left to right over Dougherty. An air ball on the hook shot try.
Isn't that a way in?
Cartwright.
It was like the old Bugs Bunny cartoon. He spins the wheels to kind of get going.
And with a field goal, comes within a possession of Cornell. Having trailed by as many as 16. Nice feed by Belcourt, but a little bit out of position.
Not a nice feed by Belcourt. Bad angle. But they were running the duck play for Jack Eggleston, trying to get him sealed up on the inside. Rob Belcourt takes one dribble over, and that's a layup. And notice we're saying Rob Belcourt, so Jerome makes two changes to his starting lineup. Bernardini and Curley both starting the second half on the bench.
60 seconds into the second half, 10 down, 36-31. Cornell with the ball, Robleski set back in the lane, 14-footer, rattles out. Rebound, double-teamed by Dougherty and Eggleston for the Quakers. Rosen gallops across the timeline, near left, stops top of the arc, bounce pass to Eggleston, crossover dribble to the foul line, can't get the dribble to go, rebound to Matthews for the big red. Matthews igniting, back the other way, out of control, dribble, a carry is going to be called.
Could have
been a walk,
probably was a foul. So,
well, Penn's going to get it back, and however it happens,
Penn's going to get the ball back down, 36-31.
Penn has not held a lead in man in regulation of either of its two previous games and has had only one tonight early on, 2-0 at the outset of this game. On a token full-court press, fired by the Cornell Big Red, 18-24 to go in the second, 10 down, 36-31. And now some confusion at the scorer's table.
My father was going ballistic about all the confusion in the Princeton game. Just at the scorer's table, the officials. There's, I guess, a high school operation. They don't know the score. They don't know the time. None of the officials want to make a call. I just talk it out with him the whole way home. By the time we got home, he was okay.
Larry Scarano clears up any confusion on the far side scorer's table. Top of the arc, Dougherty, 25 to shoot for Penn, trailing by 5. Cartwright, scoreless in the first half, right-hand dribble, top of the RC to Rosen, trying to rid himself of Asafo Ajay. Rosen backs it out far right, shot clock 13, Zach drives, near left sideline, kick out Belcourt, stops foul line, shooting Dougherty, back to bucket, far right baseline, to his left, shakes off Zielinski and snuffles inside for 2, and within 3.
Created by Rob Belcourt, though, driving the ball hard to the middle of the lane and then continuing through. Fran Dougherty actually doesn't see him.
When we call her.
Miles Cartwright. From there, he's going to call that. This guy is 2 feet away from it, and this guy calls it from all the way over there. The tall guy, you're 50 feet away from it. 50 feet. This guy's 2 feet away from it.
Carson with the call. Cornell basketball and the lead. Left to right, home right. For Robleski. As Peck, near right of the wing, takes Eggleston, baseline, short on the runner, Rob Belcourt tiptoes the end line near wing to haul it in.
That's a play that Penn doesn't get in the first half, though. That ball bounces out of bounds off Penn with Belcourt not there like that. He's just hustling and making another play, not going to show up in the stat sheet, but gets Penn a possession.
Dougherty near left side of the lane, 10 down 3. Dougherty, right-hand dribble into the lane, turns right, back to his left, hits at the roll, collects his own miss, goes right, and gets 2. 36-35, Penn is charged within a point.
Fran Dougherty,
2:09 left.
Coming of age right now, I think he's just saying, let's run this through me. I got Szymanski here. How do you say that?
Szymanski. All right. Szymanski, and got 2. Oh, near contact call, but no whistle. Feeding his way in lane is Ferry for a two-pointer. On the finger roll, Cornell back up by three, 38-35. Far right of the wing, Cartwright. 3 minutes, 15 seconds into the second half. Doherty, top of the arc, overhead pass, near left wing to Belcourt. Belcourt on the sideline, top of the key, Rosen for three and the tie. Off the iron, no. Peck towards the foul on Eggleston as he was bringing down the rebound.
I guess Jack's face got in the way of Peck's elbow.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, I understand there's contact, incidental, non-incidental, whatever, but the Peck has his elbow way away, and all Jack does is get hit in the face.
Talk about adding insult to injury.
Belcourt to the bench. Tyler Bernardini in. Fran Doherty to the bench. Connor Curley in. Robleski out of the arc far left. Trails behind to Mark Curry. Curry dribble handoff. Ferry far left. His three won't go. Rebound to Turley, who is standing strong in the lane. Pencil down by three, 38-35. Rosen far right. Top of the arc. Turley. Turley will hesitantly give to Cartwright. Miles to the hole. Far right. Hits it, but he's blocked. Knocked out of bounds by Curry underneath the bucket. 15:58 to go in regulation. Time out of the fourth to score. And trailing Cornell, 38-35 from Belgium Sports. 10 men's basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Often in sports, extra time is needed for victories. Minutes of overtime make all the difference. The same is true of recovery from a critical illness. Sometimes patients require care beyond a traditional hospital stay. Kindred Hospitals is there for them. In the fight for recovery, in the game of their lives, Kindred Hospitals provide aggressive, high-intensity care to medically complex patients requiring extended recovery time. Let the Kindred team help when it counts most. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen, if I'm gonna have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
Four blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, Phone.
And Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Every night at 6 and 9 and 10, we get total high-definition coverage of your favorite Philly sports teams on Comcast Sportsnet. Sportsnet, turn on the Comcast Sportsnet for the most in-depth sports in town. Every night, 6 and 10 on Sportsnet, only on Comcast Sportsnet. We're going to ring the site title along with Vin Manager and Brian Seltzer. 10 trailing by 3 with the ball, 15:58 to go in the second. Red and blue from right to left as we see it courtside in Ithaca. Cartwright dribbling the far right wing outside the arc. Top of the key to Bernardini. Bernardini with 8 pursuit points to Eggleston. Dribble. Looking to hand off, nothing there. A high pass hold in near left corner by Cartwright. Shot clock at 2. His pass in lane is intercepted by Wire, his second steal. Wire down the length of the floor. Feeding Groby. Far left to 3. Good. Big 3 deposited by Matt Groby. Is 9 points off the outside. Just swing in the favor of Cornell. They're back up by 6. So familiar. Now, a sequence like that of these last 2.5 games. Quakes down early, climb back. Curley off the give and go. Far right baseline, fighting in for 2.
Nice play by Tyler Bernardini. Looks like he was going to go up with the shot. Sees Connor Curley flashes at the last second. Connor with a nice step through and is able to make the layup.
Penn trailing by 4, 41-37, 5 minutes into the second. From left hand of the timeline, far left. With it to the right hand, calls out orders with his left. Gets the top of the arc, Curry. Hands back off to Robleski. Groby at the right high post. Two shot is short. Rebound by Eggleston. Quick push up the floor to Rosen. Far right. Jack attacks the rack.
And one.
The bucket. Well, the foul is on the floor. Foul on the floor, so the shot does not go. That'll be the first team foul against Cornell.
And Rosen does a nice job on one end of challenging the jumper by Max Groby. And Eggleston cleans it up with his sixth rebound. Rosen breaks 1-on-3 but gets all the way to the basket.
and that's a pretty good look at it. Cartwright, Steve Deggles from top of the key. He connects on a 17-foot J, a long two for Eggleston, 41-39. Quakers trailing by a deuce. The closest it has been to them from 4-2. Robleski, far west, top of the arc. Curry takes the foul line and throw.
I nearly had it in there.
Oh, come on. That was the moment.
I was open.
It was a bounce pass right here. And I got to protect the field.
You were diving out of the way.
Jack was just saying I should have put it up there.
I almost had it. This kid behind me.
I could have gone baseball toss to the 10. But now, Penn with possession has to tie or take the lead on the field goal. Cartwright, beating far right, pass batted into the backcourt by Wire, comes over the field. Wire on the far left, over Cartwright, way too strong. Rebound off the glass by Eggleston. A floating pass, far right, Cartwright. In the key, turns to his left, handoff, Curley for the tie, gets the foul on the finish. Even at 41, with 13:56 to go in the second, Curley the line for Penn. Team has a chance to take its first lead since 2-0.
Give Miles Cartwright some credit right there. He gets a bad pass to Jack Eggleston that gets knocked away. Then Wire beats both Eggleston and Cartwright to the ball. Like he's kind of bouncing between. Nobody grabs it. Wire said, all right, I'll take it. Misses the shot. Penn comes back in the other direction. Miles Cartwright doesn't quit on it. Gets into the middle of the lane. Drops off to Connor Curley. And again, I'll say it again. There isn't anybody out here that can keep Miles Cartwright in front of him.
Connor Curley, the right-handed shooting senior tri-captain. With the free throw on the way. And it's good. Now, the scoreboard already shows 42-41.
I guess they gave him credit for making it already.
They're prophetic. As Connor Curley hits a 10 in the lead for the first time since the first minute of this game, 42-41. Great start to the second by 10. We're going to move to 4-2 in the league and keep pace in the 8-8 race. Top of the arc, Curry goes foul line in the right corner. Gray around the rim and out. On a 3 attempt with a rebound, Bernardini for the red and blue.
It's almost as simple as if you challenge Cornell shooters, they're not making them. If they get a good, clean catch and shoot, Penn struggles.
Penn's half scored Cornell 13-5 in the second half. Far right high post. Reaching foul on Peck, drawn by Eggleston. That the third team foul against the Cornell Big Red. 13-17 to play in the second half. 42-41. Penn with a 1-point lead in the ball. Rosen, top of the arc to Bernardini. Tyler trying to push his way in the lane. No such luck. Good interior D by Cornell. Rosen, far right baseline, trailing behind, top yard, Cartwright. He rumbles to the rack, and he gets the left-handed Cinderella fall.
And he wanted a foul right there, and I actually think he's right. That's the first bucket for him, though.
Indeed it is. Vin Mann, largest lead of the night for Penn, 44-41. The crowd at Newman starts to stir. Not a bad showing. Robleski shot blocked by Rosen from the near right wing. A rejection for Rosen.
Hard to fathom.
Cartwright.
Hard to fathom that Robleski was the rookie of the year over Zach Rosen.
Hard to fathom.
Yes, and Rosen. That's eight coaches mailing it in right there.
Top of the arc, Bernardini. Dribble handoff, Cartwright. Cartwright nearly lost the ball. He swings it to Eggleston in front of Jerome, far right wing. Eggleston will step back. He can't stick it along the far right baseline. Groby with the rebound for the Big Red. Down the floor, Gray, near right baseline. Blocked by Curley. A late whistle for contact. That's the call. Kind of killing him. It looks like he got all ball initially.
I think Curley got a little bit of it. Eggleston got a little bit of it. Bernardini a little late getting back. Gets a little of it. But I think it's a good call. There's contact with the body. And Tyler Bernardini needs to get back and not get beat long and give up that baseline.
The third team foul committed by the Quakers here in the second half. They lead it 44-41. Gray, the right-handed shooting sophomore at the line. His first one's on the way. And he snaps the net with his first. He has 3 points. Played 25 total minutes last weekend, scoreless in his previous two games prior to tonight. He did appear in a handful of games last year, four of them. He's actually a former student manager than that.
Who
joined the team, this guy.
23?
Yeah, Jonathan Gray, to walk on in December. to make it a one-point game.
Great. They didn't have enough guys. Like 19
out,
guys
good.
Out there.
Rebound.
There's literally 20 guys on
and,
the bench.
Yes, there's 18 active on the roster. 10 leading at Myers Town, 44-42, with 12:04 to go in the second. Top of the arc, Cartwright, 10 from right to left, nice deep curly, over the shoulder, right to left beneath the bucket.
Unbelievable pass by Myles Cartwright. Connor Shirley flashes open, and Myles Cartwright, the only one in the gym that gets that ball, that sees that and gets that there. It looks like it was going to Bernardini on the curl. And great catch and finish by Connor Turley.
46-42. Peck near right. Rifles a three. No good, but on a rebound attempt, Curry is fouled by the Quakers.
And getting good production from their front court in the second half. Eggleston getting it going. Fran Doherty started it. Now Connor Turley continuing it.
So Vidman, the Penn Quakers' largest lead in a game since a week ago, last Friday, when the Quakers pounded the Dartmouth Big Green by 31 points. 11:38 to go in the second time before the score. 10 leading Cornell by 4, 46-42. From Elegant Sports, 7 basketball on 950 ESPN for Penn Sports Network.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continue to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Penn fans, for the most up-to-date information on Penn Athletics, visit the new and improved official website of Penn Athletics at PennAthletics.com. Create your Quaker ePass today for a one-stop shop for merchandise, streaming, tickets, auctions, and more. You can watch exclusive videos, subscribe to podcasts, and also get the latest details on your favorite teams with blogs from Penn Athletics coaches and players. Go online today to the brand new PennAthletics.com.
William is back on this Friday night in Ithaca, New York. Become a fan of Penn Athletics on Facebook and Twitter. Get the latest news on the Quakes and interact with your fellow fans. Yeah. What our pal George Clinton run a little bit messy day. Visit the PennAthletics.com for the details on how to become a friend or a follower today. 11:38 to go in the second. Back to the action. Penn leading by 4. Cornell with the ball at the inbounds. Ferry pump takes in the far left corner. Delcourt, great aggressive deep, but Ferry passes in the lane. Too strong. Catches all of this. Goes up on the right side. Still short. Loose ball in the lane, picked up by Turley.
It's a kick on Belcourt in the first half. Belcourt kicked the ball trying to get it up, and they called the kick.
God, this is frustrating. Quakes do have the ball in front by 4. Cartwright, far right wing. One-on-one with Gray trying to maneuver the baseline. Gets to a kick out for Nadine. Far right for 3. Off the rim. Tap out by Eggleston. But it's right to Groby in the big red. Across the timeline, near right. Top of the arc, Gray. 11 minutes to go in the second half. Ferry, near right of the wing. 63 pointers. That leads the Ivy League. Deep in the middle of the floor. Gray seeking the screen. Good pickup by Turley on the knee. Pass deflected by Sierinski. Right to Eggleston. 10.
Good play by Jack Eggleston after he gets the steal. Rather than force it up the court, he says, all right, hold up. Let's find myself a guard. Let's run the set offense. 4-point lead.
Eggleston feeding Cartwright along the far right wing. Miles back to Jack. Down low right side. Blasting in for 2.
Something that I worked so hard with Jack. Not I. We worked so hard with Jack Eggleston on last year. So Courtney takes the timeout. Is just as you set that screen, being the guy that just rolls so hard and becomes so tough to guard. And Jack, an extremely coachable player by all accounts, takes it to a new level and just really just creates that play. Gets the steal. Sets the screen, makes the slip, and gets the layup.
10 minutes, 23 seconds remaining in regulation. 48-42. More than like a 2 or 3 point lead for the Penn Quakers than that.
I believe it is, Chelsea. I believe it is.
It looked like after the last two games, but and it's incredible that the previous two games, Princeton and now, if you count this one, the Quakers coming off real crushing losses. at Princeton, obviously following the double overtime defeat to Harvard last Saturday, and tonight following Tuesday's loss. It's still not a great first half, but this group, I mean, Jerome has got their pulse in, man, exacting the right response.
He really does, and you know what? I think he's kind of, whereas last year it was more about kind of keeping them together and keeping the, you know, helping them get through a tough time this year, and coming into this year, he has really challenged them to be more than they are, to be, have the sum be greater than, excuse me, have the sum be greater than the parts. There you go. It's a little synergy stuff is what I'm going for. And you look at this Penn team, and they really play well together. They feed off one another. And they certainly are never out of a game.
Out of the timeout called by Bill Courtney. Has Cornell at 5-15, 1-5 in the league his first season. Was hired in April following former Penn assistant Steve Donahue. And good man,
the follow-up.
Last three seasons were incredible for Steve in and of itself, but he left here with a winning record, up 8 in the win column. Cornell with the ball, Groby top of the arc.
Miracle given how far he's come back from.
Amazing. Top of the arc, Ferry with 18 to shoot, nearly lost the handle. Trails behind near right wing to Gresh.
And Penn's just doing a great job in the, they're going to call Fran Doherty holding on here. Oh, that's a terrible call. It's a terrible call. You're 40 feet away from it. And you're 4 feet below it.
Painting the picture of him, man. 10-01.
11 possessions in the set offense for Cornell. 2 points. So Penn in the half court really getting it done.
Off the inbound, Ferry near right corner. The step away 3-0 good with the board. Bernardini. Cornell's in man has scored only 6 points there in the second half. Ted, meanwhile, has 19.
Four of them in transition, and as we just said, two in the half court.
Eggleston blocked, but he taps him out. It goes to Gray of Cornell. He sees Ferry ahead of the pack, reversing, and he's fouled by Bernardini. No bucket. But Ferry will go to the foul line with 9:40 to go in the second half. Ted winning by 6, 48-42. So, Drew Ferry from Palm Beach State, the JUCO school.
Palm Beach State. That sounds like one of those shows you see on Blue Mountain State or on Spiker.
Kind of like Avalon, New Jersey College.
So what's the University of Disneyland?
Bringing us back to center, Drew Ferry. Average 18.7 points per game, just over 3 rebounds per game last season at Palm Beach State. And he gets the free throw. He goes
to score.
One for two from the line, 48-43.
Yeah, it's like they had put stuff up, and then they not put stuff up. 48-43, they now have it right.
Okay. Rosen across the timeline, far right, with 5 seconds to spare. Penn leading by 5. With the break is 2-5. Bernardini near left wing has a hole. Flashes foul line and the jumper is straight on and good.
But it's created by Jack Eggleston posting up hard, walking his man up the lane, and Cornell having to respect that. And as Tyler Bernardini has that option, he's able to get to 12 feet and just shoot over to Cornell D.
Ferry, far left wing, blanketed by Belcourt, spins to the baseline, double team trapped by Doherty and Rob. Forced out of bounds by the Quakers on a Ferry pass. Shot clock at 17 seconds. 5:03 to go in the second.
Belcourt Cartwright in the second half has been spectacular. They've really challenged everything. They've trapped hard. Cornell just can't seem to get anything going.
Fabreski inbounds to Ferry, far left corner. Swing far left wing. To Gray. Gray, the charge
Bernardini,
and a charge is called. He ran into Fran Doherty and decked the red and blue rookie.
Fran Doherty stays there, takes it, absorbs the blow. Good call by the official on the baseline. And imagine this, the guy that was in position to make the call makes the call. Wasn't somebody that was 50 feet away.
Full court press, picked up by the big red as the Quakers inbound and work it back into the front court from right to left. Leading by 7. 50-43. Largest win of the game for Penn, trailing by as many as 16 at one point. Give and go. Eggleston, Bernardini, reversing left right over the shoulder for two.
Great catch by Tyler Bernardini, and Jack Eggleston just threads the needle on that.
and Bernardini gets it done.
Ray wasting a little time, getting a three from the far left wing to save a little bit of the Quaker time. 52-46 with 8:26 to go in the second.
Tyler, a little L.A. smooth, it looked like, Dolenberg. Actually, San Diego smooth going back there after that great offensive play. Relaxes for just a split second. It's funny, in the scouting report, it says we can't relax. We have to be out on shooters. They are a quick catch-and-shoot team. Tyler falls a little bit of sleep right there, and the old student manager knocks one down in his grill.
That's right.
He was the student manager, right?
Yes.
John McLean. Walt Oliver, who was the student manager when we played, is we were a teammate manager. I don't know how you describe that relationship, but high school and college.
Right. What about the great Callie Kearns? Did you ever have a chance to sub him?
He's never busted one of my grills. But Walt Oliver could play himself a little horse, and we played a little one-on-one as well. So
8:26, front in the second. Penn's way down to 6. Full court by Cornell. Cartwright trapped in the near corner in the backcourt. Head to Rosen across the timeline, far right. Rosen left hand, thigh-high dribble, working on Robleski. Top of the arc, Rosen, pitching to Bernardini near left. Fakes the pass, tried to take Ferry one-on-one. Very good D. Dribble handoff Doherty to Bernardini. Foul line jumper. Another 15-footer falls for Tyler Bernardini as 6.
Man, I love that right there. He's not feeling it too much from 3 right now, so he gets a couple from 15 to get him going using the dribble handoff. Nice play by Tyler Bernardini.
And lead at 8. Underneath, Cimarinski bobbles a Ferry pass, and he's fouled by Eggleston and Doherty.
I think Tyler's having one of those give us and take us away type of
yeah.
He scores on one end and he gets caught needing help on the other. And that leads to the foul. Did they get Fran Doherty or Jack Eggleston?
Yes, Fran Doherty's got like 19 fouls in 32 games
this year. Some absurd stat. Absurdly low stat.
His third personal foul for Fran. 7:48 to go in the second half. Time on the floor to score. Penn leading Cornell by 8, 54-46. For now, we're in sports, Penn men's basketball at 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Quaker fans, looking for the best meal deal in Philadelphia? Come on down to Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City. A Penn tradition, Abner's is located at 3818 Chestnut Street and is home to the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. The next time you're visiting historic Franklin Field, the Palestra, or anywhere else on the Penn campus, be sure to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City, a proud supporter of Penn Athletics. Supporters of the Penn women's basketball team can make a donation to worthwhile charities through the Charge for a Cure program. Fans can donate a designated amount for every charge taken by the Penn women's basketball team, with the proceeds going to one of the 5 leading charitable foundations: the ALS Association of America, the Lupus Foundation of America, the Michael J. Fox Foundation, the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. A different charitable foundation will benefit each month, November through March, during the season. For more information or to make a donation, visit the women's basketball page at PennAthletics.com. That's Charge for a Cure at PennAthletics.com.
Division of Recreation and Intercollegiate Athletics at Penn thanks the following partners for their continued support of our program. Abner's Cheesesteaks, Chili's, Comcast Sports, Penn, Mount Ann Historic District, Independence, Blue Cross, Kindred Healthcare, and Pico.
So Penn now 3 turnovers in the last 18 minutes after 9 in the first 12.
Here is Eitan Cimarinski.
And he gets a little that goes in.
Roll rattle in. 54-47.
It would be a little weird if we did have mention that Zach Rosen became the 36th player in Penn history to score 1,000 points with his first bucket of the evening. He was stuck on 999 in New Jersey. Decided he wanted to do it in New York.
My bad, Vin Man. We saw that one earlier in the game.
All right, Kelsey.
Appreciate the pickup. Top of the arc, Rosen. Eye down by Gray. Throws a quick double team trap, far right wing. Spikes through it, Cartwright, three on line. Baseline, he took a walk.
Yep,
and he took
it.
A walk.
No, believe it. Doubt about it.
Quakers give one back. 7:26. Remaining in regulation. Lead at 6. So vital for the Penn Quakers trying to stay in the hunt. As one member of the program said, weekend's going to tell us a lot about the Quakers. Got to get off this Empire State swing on a positive note. Gray in the middle of the floor. Goes near right. Robleski free. Flushes a three. And Cornell right back in it. Shooting themselves with a deficit of three.
Cash and shoot. Got to make Robleski put it on the floor and do something other than that. Looks like Rosen got hung up with Doherty on the screen right there.
Coach Allen gesticulating. Far right sideline. Top there. Cartwright skips an angle from near left. Far right. Bernadine Pumpkins goes baseline. Cuts past Doherty. Right side lane. Dribbling on his left. Back to the bucket. So the double team check out Eggleston. Pumpkins has a lane off balance runner, and he draws the foul.
I like that. I like that. Ball goes inside. Fran Doherty calm, settled, takes a couple dribbles. Price Cornell didn't run somebody at him, but he then kicks out to Eggleston, who gives the up fake and the power dribble by with the left hand, and instead of dropping that one off, he's thinking shot the whole time. And I think they get the foul call correct.
Eggleston at the strike, the southpaw on short on his first free throw. Right off the front of the rim.
There you go. Offense, defense for Penn right here. Rob Belfour coming on for Tyler Bernardini.
Eggleston remaining at 18 points for the game, 8 rebounds, seeking a 6th double-double on such a fine senior season. So Lefty locks in a perfect switch on his 2nd. 10, a 2-possession lead, but only a 5-4, 55-51, 6.5 left. Robleski, left-hand dribble, drifting far left. Cornell from left to right as we see it. Curry top of the arc, one dribble handoff, Ferry, who saw the screen, didn't get it. Robleski picked up by Belcourt, far left wing, outside the arc. Robleski goes under the border, hands off to Wire, between the leg dribble at the foul line. Wire stops from the arc, feet inside, Curry, Kelly two. Back it off the box to the news. He has 6, Cornell within 2, 55-53. Now the energy and intensity, picking up a little bit inside Newman Arena. On Cornell's campus. Cartwright, near left though on the wing. Lost the ball. Diving toward Curry. Deflection to Robleski. Ahead of the pack. Wire heads off to Gray. Ties it up at 55. With a near right baseline runner, Jerome Allen. Madonna Rockwell has coached the pen. Takes the timeout.
Now Cartwright a little bit loose with the ball right there. And 40 for Cornell. Just out hustles them to it. And after getting the deflection, Jerome Allen going to come back with Tyler Bernardini. A little more offense.
Cornell out of that timeout over the last 2 minutes and 12 seconds game time. They have outscored the Quakers 9-1. They got right back into this game. Tied up at 55. This is the third tie of the game. The score has changed hands 2 times.
Cornell pretty much led the whole first half, but other than the 2-0 lead early. Penn fights all the way back. It looks like they're about to run away with it. And then all of a sudden, you know, catch and shoot three, a couple hustle plays.
Nothing coming easy for the Quake.
Sure isn't.
And after just 2 real horrific losses. Tough ways to lose. Penn in a fight now, trying to sneak out of Cornell with a win to stop a 2-game Ivy League losing streak. And maintain just 2 losses in the conference. Cartwright, near left on the wing. Gets top of the arc. Eggleston has Rosen free in the near left corner for 3. Good!
Shoot around right there.
Rosen connects to the clutch.
Ball goes out to Eggleston at the top of the key, and there is not a Cornell defender within 15 feet of Zach Rosen.
Very far left to the baseline. 10 up, 58-55, 5 minutes to go. Shot clock at 22 for the Big Red. Robleski, kick out, Wire, top of the arc for 3. No good. Tap out by Eggleston to Cartwright for Penn, and he'll settle things down. Wire just 5 for 18 from the outside this season.
Bold selection by Adam Wire at this point in the game. Adam Wire, right?
It is Adam Wire. Bernardini has Rosen far right wing, just in front of Penn's bench. Top yard, Eggleston seeking Doherty. Pass deflected. Out of bounds. Doherty, a great hand putt, good man. Towards the bucket.
Screen for Zach Rosen by Doherty. And then as the ball reverses, the screener dives to the lane.
That either needs to be a lob or a bounce pass, and it's a layup. Penn fortunate to maintain possession.
Red and blue, right to left as we see it, in front by a tenuous 3 points. Eggleston drives near left baseline, pulls up with a jumper, off iron, rebound Gray for Cornell. Gray has Ferry. Far left, top of the arc where Blesky looks to his left. Head coach Bill Courtney calls out the orders. 58-55-10, now on the defense with 4:06 to go. Don't let Ferry free, he is dangerous. Gray's pass deflected, picked up by Cartwright. 1-1 Ferry, slicing into the lane and gives Penn a lead of 5 on the runner. 60-55, Miles Cartwright using that defensive anticipation, hit man, and speed.
Gray just put it out there for him. He gets caught in between. I thought they were going to call him a travel on him for dragging his pivot foot, and I guess he just lets go of it to avoid the travel, and Miles Cartwright, after getting beaten to the ball by Corey on one possession, just wins the race and takes it all the way to the 10 to give Penn a 5-point lead.
5:34 to go in the second half. Time and for the score. Penn on top of Cornell, 60-55. From Elegant Sports, Paramount Basketball, 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Come closer. I am the old school light bulb, and I love to suck the energy. It's so delicious, so expensive. $1, $5, $20.
Old light bulbs waste about $44 a year. Get energy efficient CSLs with Pico Smart Lighting Discount. Pico, we put our energy into lots of programs to save you money. For savings details, visit pico.com/smartideas or call 888-5-PICO-SAVE.
Often in sports, extra time is needed for victories. Minutes of overtime make all the difference. The same is true of recovery from a critical illness. Sometimes patients require care beyond a traditional hospital stay. Kinder Hospitals is there for them. In the fight for recovery, in the game of their lives, Kinder Hospitals provide aggressive, high-intensity care to medically complex patients requiring extended recovery time. Let the Kinder team help when it counts most. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
Well, Dan, the next time you are visiting the Palestra or anywhere else on campus, you should stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks of University City, located at 3818 Chestnut Street, right on the corner of 38th and Chestnut. Abner's Cheesesteaks, some of the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. 3:54 in Philadelphia tonight. Ithaca, New York, Newman Arena, Penn leading by 5, 60-55. Groby, top of the arc, hands a big three.
Gotta be kidding me. It's a simple dribble handoff. And Rosen, it looks like Rosen goes two behind. Somebody needs to make Groby change direction right there.
He has 12 points all off three. 60-58, Penn's lead down to two. Dribble handoff, screen set to Bernardini. Near left side of the lane goes back to Jack along the left baseline. Eggleston retreats to the near left corner. Across the way, Cartwright far right wing. Hands off to Rosen, and Rosen sets the offense with 3:18 to go and 13 to shoot. Deep in the middle of the floor. Rosen starts to the near left side. Shut off there. One-on-one with Curry. Beating Cartwright. Far right for three. High arcing in the hit.
Wow, Cartwright's been struggling a little bit from three. Jack Rosen, I thought he was going to take Corey all the way to the 10, but he doesn't. Gives it off.
Robleski, no shot. Drew a foul. It was on the floor. The bucket did fall, but shot waved off. So 63-58, the score remains that the eighth team foul against the Penn Quakers in the third for Miles Cartwright.
1-1 for Robleski, about an 80% free throw shooter.
Robleski, yeah, man, he got that Ivy League Rookie of the Year award in 2008-2009. That was 6.7 points.
A whopping 6.7. Let me find.
Keith Wright, Doug Davis. Hey, look, I'm Rosen averaged 8.1. That's it. He's a big five Rookie of the Year. Come on.
8-8.
And we're not.
Eight coaches saying, you know what, I don't want this guy to win. I don't want this guy to win. And I don't want this guy to win. So let's vote for the guy that doesn't deserve to win.
2 minutes, 53 seconds left.
He's a wonderful kid.
Robleski went 1-2. Penn's lead is at 4. Rosen, far right baseline, kicks it to Bernardini, near left corner. Eggleston under the arc, near left, goes back to the far right side. Rosen pulls the trigger, no triple, long rebound, picked up by Ferry. Good recovery by the red and blue. Ferry stops near right, doesn't get a bounce for three, rebound off the shoulder blade of Eggleston beneath the bucket, out of bounds. Cornell will get it back with 2:32 to go.
Right there, you have two Penn players, Rosen and Eggleston, and one for Cornell, and Rosen just looks like he gets bumped by Eggleston and doesn't come down with a rebound.
63-59, inbound, screen hand, off of Robleski, near right high, post, knocks it down from 15 feet away.
Tougher shot, at least, for Robleski. Rosen challenges it, and Robleski just happens to make it.
The Kirk Quakers at Princeton had a lead of 3 in overtime. Came a little bit unraveled, not composed down on the stretch. Signed down with the red and blue learned, up by 2, 2:10 to go. 63-61, Rosen escapes on the trap, far right, gets to Cartwright, has Eggleston, free in the near left corner, he pump fakes, steps back, swings it to Bernardini, now back in the left corner to Rosen. A minute 55 to go, 7-2, Rosen, step back, far right, off iron, no good, rebound Curry. A minute 48 to play, Cornell with a field goal to tie or take the lead. Wire near right, hands off to Ferry, top of the arc. Watch out for him.
Good defense by Penn that time. Perry looking to shoot, or Ferry looking to shoot, excuse me.
Back door of Westby, far left side. Bump, no bucket. No bucket for Robleski, but he's going to go to the line with a minute 29 to go. It's only fitting, right? Good man, that
we'll play overtime again. Let's play overtime one more time.
So Robleski, who is 2-for-2 from the free throw line in this game, has a total of 13 points. Takes a big breath and then an even bigger exhalation. The first one is good. Cornell's within a point. 63-62 and a minute 29 to go. Robleski is now practicing his free throw shooting motion without the basketball. He receives it. One dribble, he crouches, releases with the right hand, and that one rattles in, even at 63, with a minute 29 left. And the crowd gets loud at Millen Arena. Cornell has played an 11 games, decided by 5 points or less. They've lost all but one of those games. Cartwright, deep in the middle of the floor, 75 seconds left. Eggleston driving, in the lane stop, kick out Cartwright. Looking down low, Turley knocked out of bounds by Adam Wire with 70 seconds early. Shot clock at 17 for Penn. Quakers have led by as many as 9, trailed by as many as 16. Shot clock at 15. 67 seconds to go. Rosen deep in the middle of the floor at the center circle. Shot clock at 10. A minute left, and Rosen's foul by Curry. The sixth team foul, last one to give for Cornell.
So now this is basically, with a minute to go, if you're Penn, you're in a 2-for-1 situation.
A minute to go, 63 apiece. Bernardini will inbound near left. Bernardini has Turley straddle the arc, near left wing. Game clock at 55 seconds, shot clock at 28. Tied up at 63, red and blue from right to left. Cartwright beneath the timeline, far right wing. Shot clock at 18, Cartwright top of the arc, feeding Eggleston. Near left corner, he pump fakes, takes it in the lane with a right hand dribble, feeding Turley, reversing left to right, throws it over the rack. Rebound, Wire, shot clock turned off half a minute ago. Tied at 63. Unthinkable that the Quakers find themselves in this situation again.
You're fine, run your play. No shot clock, 20 seconds to go.
Tied up at 63. The Newman crowd cheering for the Big Red. 10 seconds left. Robleski, far left on the wing. Now 8. Rosen one-on-one. Robleski with 5 seconds.
Four.
Top of the arc. Pulls up for 3. Off the mark now. Up foul. No way. Push off. Curry.
That's free throw for Connor
Curry. Push off against Curry. Bill Courtney. Game clock showing zeros. Bill Courtney, the head coach for Cornell, has thrown off his jacket, untucked his shirt. So off the Robleski missed three from the top of the arc. Curry was called for the push-off foul.
It's a good call.
Before time expired. Bill Courtney, the head coach,
shooting. How about
for Cornell, is beside himself. Untucked his shirt, threw off his jacket. And now it looks like the Quakers will get free throws.
At 1.3 seconds.
1 3/10 of a second left. Incredible. In the second half, tied at 63. Penn will have an opportunity to steal this one from the free throw line.
So now Connor Surley going to get 1-1. This is one you make the first and miss the second. If he makes the first, you miss the second. Connor Surley will head to the free throw line. Surley on the night, 1-for-1 from the strike. He is 34-for-48 this season. And now timeout will be taken by Bill Courtney. Timeout Cornell. And he'll talk things over with his team. Jerome Allen using this opportunity to say, good man.
Well, Ben, very fortunate right there because there are a lot of guys that would swallow the whistle. It was a no doubt about it shove on Connor Turley. I have no idea whether they got the time right. You know, I mean, that's...
They probably aren't all that smart either.
Who knows?
To go tie to 63, but
all right, here you go.
So let's look back at these last two games.
I can't.
Harvard is going to double overtime. Harvard double overtime loss. Princeton overtime loss. Then there were people who were saying, well, officiating this, officiating that. That is what it is. But
the
fascinating how the Cornell's forces could be at work and maybe, just maybe, help out the red and blue tonight. Tied up at 63 with 1 3/10 of a second to go. Penn could be headed to a third straight overtime. Connor Turley, a senior tri-captain, would love to do his part and attempt to put it away here. He's going to hear a lot of moves. Connor Tully, the right-handed shooting senior tri-captain. Three bodies on each side of the lane. Tully crouching, has the ball in his right hand, releases front end, is off the back of the iron, no good. 1 second left to heat by Wire, wide to the left. It's become a regular red and blue thing. Overtime for a third game in a row. 16-3 apiece. Connor Turley could get the front end. Rebound Wire, tossed it up at the horn, missed wide of the left. The third straight overtime game for the Penn Quakers. They have lost their last two Ivy League title hopes in the balance with two losses on the ledger. What an insane stretch of hoops for the Quakers. We'll step aside the 5-minute overtime period. Comes your way next. After regulation, tied up at 63. From Elegant Sports, 10 minutes basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Center.
United Healthcare takes its commitment to their members in Pennsylvania seriously. That's why they take an active role in the communities they serve and promote good health every step of the way. Preventive care is covered 100% in most plans. They offer wellness programs to help their members make healthy choices, and they send out reminders for immunizations and annual physicals. After all, their mission is to help people live healthier lives. United Healthcare, a proud sponsor of Penn Athletics. Insurance coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company or its affiliates. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Company.
Your Monday will never be the same because it's Fajita Rita Monday at Chili's. Get a double order of classic fajitas for only $14.49. A full pound of juicy marinated steak or chicken grilled to perfection, served sizzling with onions, bell peppers, and the works. Enough for two, just $14.49. And a single order is $8.99. Enjoy a frosty 10-ounce top shelf or Caribbean margarita for only $2.99. It's Fajita Rita Monday, all day, every Monday at participating Chili's.
There's the toss and the tip is taken by Cornell. Cornell from left to right as we see it to begin overtime at Newman Arena, tied up at 63.
And Mark Corey, the only one with fouls for either team. He has four.
Groby far left, spot up three. Good. Groby with 15 points, all of them from the outside, and Cornell's in front, 66-63.
Tyler Bernardini falls down, and Groby just raises up.
Give and go, Eggleston Highwell rolls in the finger roll, falls on the left side of the lane for two. Great execution, Edelton one. The Quakers 1-3 in overtime this season. First overtime game for Cornell. Far left, Ferry, Cartwright, Autumn like glue, top yard, Groby pulls the trigger, gets it again.
Jerome Allen can't get Tyler Bernardini out of the game fast enough. He wanted to get Rob Belcourt in there to guard Groby. And no stop.
69-65, a minute into overtime. West high post, Eggleston. Left hand dribble, take a hand off to Bernardini. Nothing going on. Rolls in Tyler, dangerous pass.
And a timeout is taken by John R. Rockwell, head coach of men's basketball here at Penn Durham Allen. Max Groby. With 6 3-pointers, a career-high 18. And as you so often say that, man, might want to guard him.
Guy's hot. You might want to get a hand up on him.
And doing so well when they challenged the shots for Cornell. Cornell couldn't get anything going. And now a couple catch-and-shoot opportunities. 3:50 to go in overtime. 69-65 Cornell. The team that acquired 2 tonight and dropped 14 of its previous 17 games. The Penn Quakers third overtime game in a row. Overall, 5th overtime game this season for Penn. The school record for overtime games in a single season, 6, back in 83-84. If the Quakers emotionally have withstood so
much. Forget about the Quakers. I'm in my emotional state right now. I can't take this, Elton. Oh, my gosh. But now Penn's going to get the ball. Look for them to... Wouldn't it surprise me to see them do that little tuck-in play for Jack Eggleston? Or you bring DeRozan across and look for that Eggleston three on the fade. Now, the danger of the three, you know, is you can fall in love with that when you get down a couple of buckets in overtime.
Connor Curley had an opportunity to put Penn in front with 1 3/10 of a second left. Missed the front end of a 3 free throw, went to overtime. Penn with the ball trailing by 4. From right to left, Cartwright near left baseline, inbound, Eggleston deflected, top of the arc, picked up by Roby for Cornell.
Looks like Zach Rosen was open in the corner. I think that's a bounce pass. Jack Eggleston gets that.
From left to foul line, dribbling out to the far left baseline, around Rosen, in the lane, deflected by Cartwright to Doherty, and Penn gets it back.
And bad pass on one end by Cartwright. He really redeems himself on the other end, getting that steal.
Rosen on the far right side, top of the arc. Eggleston can't hit the three. Robleski inside for the rebound.
That's Jack Eggleston's spot right there. If that's the shot you work to get, and Jack is not able to knock it down.
Robleski, deep in the middle floor. 3:10 to go in overtime. Cornell by 4. Roby to Ferry. Ferry hands off wire under the arc. Far left. He retreats in the perimeter. 2 minutes into a 5-minute overtime period. 69-65 Cornell. Shot clock at 8 for the Big Red. Top of the arc, Curry. Curry shooting wire, far left corner. Off iron on the jumper. Rebound, Cartwright. So Penn has an opportunity again.
Forcing the shot by wire. Here, Cornell has a couple of other options out there. They'd want to see take that shot first. It goes to wire. And there's the miss.
Entry pass. Rosen high. Eggleston low. And the Quakers get a huge break on a foul call.
No, it's just saying out of bounds off Cornell. That was just a dangerous high-risk pass right there. And forcing it to maintain possession.
Belcourt far right baseline speaking. Eggleston in the corner. Touched by wire last. And he can't believe it. Bill Courtney, first year head coach for Cornell. His jacket remains off.
We're blessed and talking a little smack.
Breakers need a hoop here. Trailing by 4 in overtime. 2:36 left. 21-2. Rosen far right wing following the inbound. Rosen almost trapped in the far right timeline as Cartwright far right wing and he walks with the ball back to the Big Red. 2:26 remaining in OT. Cornell, another bucket would make it awfully tough for the red and blue. 69-65.
Plenty of time left.
Wire along the sideline, throws it into the front court, deflected wildly, turned to Harry, and the way it is good.
Along the baseline, it just gets tipped away, and it comes up. It's just so close to being a turnover, and instead, it ends up as a layup off the press break.
71-65 Cornell in overtime. Eggleston far right baseline. Left hand dribble to the foul line. Stops there trying to duck in. Nothing going on. Back after the far right wing, Rosen. 2 minutes to go in OT. Penn trailing by 6. Rosen far right seeks a foul. Can't get a call on Curry. Doherty lost the ball in the paint. Roby comes up with it. Near right, he settles it down. Robleski, past Belcourt, in the lane, unsaved! But a contact call from behind, and they give him the bucket as well. A smile spreads across Robleski's face, firing a big bucket, and Cornell in front, 73-65, with a minute 43 to go. Robleski is going to have a free throw following with momentary stoppage as the Quakers try to gather themselves in the huddle. The Quakers have only scored 2 points here in overtime, while the Cornell Big Red have tallied 10. There's really not much more you can say than that.
It is just always frustrated.
That kind of leaves you at a loss for a team that, you know, to Penn's credit, upbeat in practice yesterday, upbeat on the bus coming up yesterday, upbeat throughout the day today. They keep fighting. But this is some awful.
They got an awful climb right now. Eight down.
73-65 with a minute 43 to go in overtime at Newman Arena. Robleski will try to complete the three-point play. His initial steps in that he had a wide-open hole, and then he got whacked from behind as the bucket was going in. The right-handed shooting junior drains it, 74-65. Cornell in control with 100 seconds left. Eggleston far right of the wing, robbed by Robleski, a big steal for a former Ivy League Rookie of the Year. He's fouled with 93 seconds to go.
That Rookie of the Year stuff. I mean, what time to talk about that? This is the atrocity when it happened. Now we're going to paint him out to be Jerome Allen or Ryan Whitman. I mean, come on, he is what he is. Big steal, I'll give you that, but
he is the former Ivy League Rookie of the Year.
I understand that, but we've been talking for the last 45 minutes about what an atrocity that was, and now we're going to give him that on his mantelpiece that's right. I got to stop talking.
75-65 with 93 seconds left. Robleski's second one is a swish. 76-65, 93 seconds to go. Only 2 points in overtime, throws it right to Ferry. And with a minute 23 to go, Ferry will lose the ball along the far left baseline. Cornell mentioned this earlier. We played 11 games decided by 5 points or less.
This one's not looking like it's going to be decided by 5 points or less. Cornell up 11 right now.
The far right corner, Eggleston hands off to Rosner, tries for three, locks in on a line drive three-pointer. 76 to 68 with 75 seconds left. Quakers have a full court press on. Robleski feeding ahead to Groby, who had as big a part in this game as any player on Cornell's roster. He's fouled. Groby with
18
points all off of three. So 66 seconds left. 76-68 is the score.
Groby 5-for-6 from the free throw line for the year. So not a big sample size.
All cotton for Groby, a transfer from the University of Massachusetts. Spent 2007-2008 in Amherst. During that time, he averaged 2.1 points per game. Perfect from the line. Cornell back up by 10, 78-68. With 65 seconds left. Quakers in danger of suffering a third straight league loss. Eggleston fouled and loops the hoop along the far right baseline. And that'll be the 18th foul against the Big Red. And the officiating crew indicating will be 1-1 for Jack Eggleston. The pass for Eggleston stepping to the line. 59 and 4 tenths of a second left, and he drains the front end. There's another one coming. 78-69 now the score. Three dribbles by Eggleston. Second one on the way and good. 78-70, full court by the Quakers. Belcourt, Cartwright, Rosen, Eggleston on the floor. Far wing, Ferry weaving through traffic. And he's hacked from behind by
Zach Gordon.
Gordon. 53 seconds to go, 78-70.
Ferry, 90% free throw shooter. It is starting to feel like the Cornell team of the last couple years. They're smart enough to get the ball into the hands of their best shooters. And Ferry going to get two. Doesn't even draw iron on the first one. As that goes in to give Cornell a 9-point lead with 53 seconds to go.
The second one for Ferry, and he forces it. 82-70. Tough fight. The body language of the Quakes bench right now. This has just been a brutal run of three games. Eggleston, short on a three from the middle of the floor. Rebound to Ferry, fouled by a trio of Quakers. With 41 6/10 for the second to go, they'll whistle it on Rosen. 80-70 the score. Well, it's just the seventh home game of the season for the Cornell Big Red. Played a total of 14 games off campus. And now, Ferry.
Coach Donahue loaded them up with home games last year. And whoever's left,
he's out. And Ferry hits his first free throw, making it 81-70. Cornell's largest lead this game, 16. That one's no good. Gordon jumps up above the rim for the rebound. 35 seconds left. 5 seconds is in the game and shot clock. Rosen behind the back triple foul line, and he is hacked there by Robleski. He says, what are you talking about?
Put some dirt on it. I love it.
31 8/10 for the second left. 12 inches. Is it a good thing the Penn's playing tomorrow night or at this point?
it's just a killer for Penn. He feels so bad for Connor Curley, who has that chance to win it with 1.3 seconds to go.
The Quakers were down by 7 at the break, outscored Cornell 34-27 in the second half. Jack Rosen's at the free throw line. The heartbeat very faintly from this game for Penn. As Rosen is able to hit his first, making it 81-71. Three consecutive overtime games for Penn. That in and of itself, so rare. Rosen misses the second rebound, Cornell. Foul on Robleski with 29 3/10 of a second to go. 81-71 to score.
Cartwright fouling Robleski.
As now Doc is getting ready to come in.
Fifth foul on Miles. So
foul out for the third time this season. So Doc will come in.
A pretty good shooter. You think he's got a 10-point shot in his bag?
For Blesky, the right-handed shooting junior. First one rattles off. 81-71 with 29 3/10 for the second to go. The Quakers, they're just so close at various junctures these last three games. Blesky's second one rattles in. 82-71. 29 seconds to go. Rosen pushing tempo across the timeline, far right. Underhands to Eggleston. 23 seconds left. Belcourt up faking now, pushing up, short on the three, near left wing. Curry the rebound out with Ferry. With 15 seconds to go, Jerome Allen is going to call off his Quakers. With 10 seconds left, Ferry will dribble it out. 82-71. The Cornell Big Red, at the sound of the horn, defeat the Penn Quakers. The third straight overtime loss for the Red and Blue, who have lost for the third consecutive Ivy League game, They're now 3-3 in the league. And given the other outcomes from around the conference tonight, we'll give you those in just a few moments.
Going to be tough.
Pat very much on the outside. The Quakers 9-11. Overall this season, Quakers' fourth straight loss at Newman Arena. The Cornell Big Red improving to 6-15. They have won two in a row and are now 2-5 in the Ivy League. Three straight overtime losses. Not much more to say. 82-71 Cornell at Newman Arena defeats the Penn Quakers. Penn down 9-11, 3-3 in the league. Post-game show next will wrap it all up. And on to Columbia. After these words, from Elegant Sports, Penn's basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continue to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
DFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen. If I'm going to have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
4 blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
And Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Oh, excusez-moi, I am the window, and I have created the most wonderful draft. It blows money right out of the wallet.
Your windows may be wasting energy. Take the Pico Smart Home e-audit and find ways to save money around your house. Pico, we put our energy into lots of programs that save you money. Learn more at pico.com/hard idea or call 888-5-PICO-SAVE.
If you come from today's rapidly changing, energetic, collaborative workplace where people expect their work tools to do the best job possible, visit fithowyouwant.com and explore Generation by Knoll, the award-winning work chair. Generation's advanced design and flexing features give you the freedom to be you and allow you to move effortlessly about your day. Generation by Knoll, for anyone in today's workplace, but especially for those who refuse to sit still, visit fithowyouwant.com today.
Picking up where the action left off, it's Red and Blue Rewind, presented by Comcast SportsNet. Now bringing you a complete recap and reaction from coaches and players, and analysis of the final stats, back to Vince Curran and Brian Seltzer.
Really, the problem with stretch of basketball, three straight overtime games the Red and Blue have won. The all-important portion of the schedule in the Ivy League. The final tonight from Newman Arena in Ithaca, New York, 82-71. Wrapping all up on the Comcast SportsNet post-game show along with the Midman Vince Curran, Brian Seltzer, courtside. Before we hand down our post-game recognition, time now to go around the 8th and let you know what else happened for you tonight on the Comcast SportsNet out-of-town scoreboard. From Cambridge, Massachusetts, 78-75, the Harvard Crimson sneak past the Yale Bulldogs. Harvard improving to 17-4, 6-1 in the Ivy League, remaining in second place against the Yale team that entered tonight with two losses in the league. Yale now 11-10 and 4-3 in conference play. Dartmouth and Brown in Hanover, New Hampshire. The Bears getting their second conference victory. Brown defeating Dartmouth by a final tally of 75-66. Brown down 9-12, 2-5 in the conference. Dartmouth dwelling in the cellar is 5-16 overall and 1-6 in league action. Princeton rolled the Columbia Lions. Columbia's lost four Ivy League games in a row. after starting conference play 3-0, Princeton 18-4, best overall record in the league, and 6-0 remaining in first place atop the H&A standings. Columbia now 12-9 overall, 3-4 in conference play. And right here at Newman Arena, the Penn Quakers falling in overtime. The Cornell Big Red 82-71, Penn now 9-11. 3-3 in the Ivy League. The Cornell Big Red improving at 6-15, 2-5 in the conference.
They kind of went as expected, Celtic. You know, I thought Yale would go in and play Harvard tough, and as we said at halftime, I thought Harvard would end up on the winning side of that. Brown at Dartmouth, I'm not sure if anybody cares about that. And Princeton, not surprisingly, getting it done at Columbia. So the real shocker tonight, Penn losing to Cornell. Well, it's unfortunate. You have a chance to win it at the end. Doesn't get done, but it did, doesn't come down to that. There were some chances for guys to challenge shots. It didn't happen. Chances for guys to make shots. It shouldn't have come down to a free throw with 1.3 seconds to go.
Well, really, Vin, man, when it came down to for this now the third straight game, the Quakers just once again, not to belabor a point, but a much slow start.
Also a slow start. Again, I think Zach Rosen needs to look to score a little bit more early. I think Tyler Bernardini, you know, his cold and flu have caught up to him. He looked a little zapped tonight. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, hopefully the guys can learn from it, grow, go tomorrow night, and really get after it. Columbia.
82-71, the final in overtime. Penn Quakers flipping to the Cornell Big Red. Once again, Harvard defeating Yale by 3, Princeton by 30 at Columbia. Brown defeating Dartmouth by 9, and that is your Comcast Sports Center around the ancient 8 out of town scoreboard. Brought to you by our pals at Comcast Sports Center. One of those Philly College Hoops better than our friends at Comcast Sports Center. Vin Man, I guess it's a must. We got to do it. The post-game recognitions, honors, and awards. First up will be the United Healthcare shot up again.
This is a pretty easy one, Celtics. Zach Rosen becomes the 36th player in Penn history to go over 1,000 career points. A three-pointer early in the game that brought Penn back to 9-5. After a bucket by Jack Eggleston gave Penn an early lead. Cornell ran off a bunch in a row. Zach Rosen, 3. They cut it to 9-5, but more importantly, get him over that 1,000 career point total.
The junior tri-captain with this, the United Healthcare shot of the game. Cartwright inbounding far left baseline to Rosen. Rises up and locks in with a left-handed three-pointer. Zach Rosen brings him with him 4, 9-5.
You don't seem that excited, Kelsey.
Yeah,
you were not, you know, no fist pump, no jubilation.
Yeah, I...
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I wasn't ready to play at the start of this game. Start of the game brought to you by United Healthcare. United Healthcare helping people lead healthier lives. United Healthcare, a proud partner of Penn Athletics. Tico, play the game, Vin Man. What do you got?
I thought Jerome Allen at halftime sees where the advantage is. He can get the ball inside. He has an advantage in the front court, and he designed something to get the ball to Jack Eggleston on a screen and roll to the basket. And Jack, as he always does, sets the perfect screen, does the perfect roll, and completes the layup. But I don't think we have, I think we had technical difficulties on that replay.
Quite all right.
So we're going to have to go with my description of it.
Get the reads in.
There we go.
Pico, play of the game brought to you by Pico Energy. Now more than ever with you every step away. A proud partner of Penn Athletics. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, it is time to anoint the Smokey Joe's player of the game.
This one's pretty easy, Celsey. Before overtime, Penn had one player in double figures. Jack Eggleston had 19. He finishes with 21, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, a block, and really just the guy that got it done for Penn throughout the entire game tonight. So it's definitely Jack Eggleston, your Smokey Joe's player of the game. And I think we're having technical difficulties on that to highlight as well. Oh, you know what? Betsy's going to play a play for us of Jack Eggleston. So we'll just kind of listen and see what it is.
Wendell's here, and Betsy, play us the highlights. Cartwright beats Eggleston, top of the key. He connects on a 17-foot J, a long two for Eggleston. 41-39, Quakers trailing by a deuce.
And a play that at the time, you know, Jack makes it, he's 41-39, 10, really starting to grab the momentum. They go on,
to actually stretch it out. I think the biggest was the biggest lead. Eight, Selfie?
Biggest lead for the Quakes.
Nine. Excuse me. Biggest lead, nine, and one that just gets away. Three-point shooting team like Cornell can get them in bunches, and Max Groby just killed Penn tonight. And the Quakes, 15 for 22 from the free throw line, a couple key misses. And here we are on the wrong end of it.
Who would have thought that of all the things to see, three straight overtime.
Another, my gosh, I hope it's not overtime tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for anybody who would overtime tomorrow.
Smokey Joe's player of the game is Jack Eggleston. That's brought to you by the one and only Smokey Joe's. It is what, Vin Mayer?
The Constitution, Brian.
Indeed, it is a tradition before and after games since 1933.
And Brian.
Yeah.
Where is Smokey Joe's?
Smokey Joe's, Vin Mayer, if you had due west, on Walnut Street.
From the Palestra.
You're talking about.
You need a ground
southern,
zero.
Southern left-hand turn between Walnut and Locust on 40th. That is where you will find Smokey Joe's, a proud partner of Penn Athletics, a tradition before and after games since 1933. Well, I've been, man, how the Quakes going to turn this around. They got a game tomorrow night at Columbia.
It is going to be a long bus ride. Fortunately, Selfie, as we found out on the way up here, the DVD player not working.
Good old Eastern League Baseball broadcasting teaches you one thing, it teaches you a lot. But first and foremost, don't rely, as great as our star charter tour buses are, don't rely on the bus DVD.
Well, my gosh, I'm just happy it's not on there. The coaches, I'm sure, will be watching that on their computers, and I'm sure Jerome Allen's going to have a little few things to say, but. Again, it's just you're at that point where you got to regroup, you got to kind of catch your breath and say, all right, you know, somebody's going to lose, somebody's going to get beat. We now need help, but you know, you can't just pack it in. You need to keep playing. You need to get some wins, and you need to continue to build the positive momentum that had been built by those first three Ivy wins.
The Quakers will wrap up their third Ivy League weekend in this Empire State swing tomorrow night at Columbia. Tip off at 7 o'clock. That means we at the air with the Penn Sports Network pregame show at 6. Well, actually, it's going to be a very abbreviated pregame show tomorrow night. 6:55 is when we'll go on the air on our sister carrier, 88.5 WXPN, and as always, online at PennAthletics.com. So, very much looking forward to speaking with you at that point in time. The preceding copyrighted broadcast has been authorized and the rights granted by the University of Pennsylvania's Division of Recreation and Intercollegiate Athletics Department to Nelligan Sports Marketing. It is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of this particular audience. And we certainly do appreciate your listening and lending us your ears on this Friday, February the 11th. The accounts and descriptions of this broadcast may not be retransmitted in any form without the express written consent of Nelligan Sports Marketing. The executive producer of Penn Men's Basketball and the Penn Sports Network is our buddy Mike Felici. The coordinating producer is Nicole Schwartz. Now for our studio coordinator, the great, hardworking Betsy Deming, and my partner on site, the Vin Man Vince Curran, Brian Seltzer, saying, see you later. After a third straight overtime loss, the Penn Quakers fall in OT to Cornell, 82-71. Have a great rest of your Friday night and a pleasant start to your Saturday from all of us here at the Penn Sports Network.
2010-2011 Penn Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network from Nelligan Sports Marketing has been presented by Chili's. Chili's, home of Fajita Rita Monday, pepper and some fun. Coca-Cola, Coke Zero, real Coke taste, zero calories. Independence Blue Cross, now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Holiday Inn, look again at Holiday Inn Historic District for your stay in Philadelphia. Kindred Healthcare, Kindred Hospitals, dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. PICO, we put our energy into you. For extended coverage of the preceding game, including a complete recap, video interviews, and final stats, log on to PennAthletics.com. This is the Penn Sports Network on 950 AM ESPN Philadelphia, a Nelligan Sports production.
And that ends our coverage of Penn Men's Basketball. We now join Tom Byrne, already in progress. You're listening to 950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
I mean, Temple's on the way up. Dunphy was the best hire they could have made in years. I
he,
mean,
needs to win a, he needs to win a tournament game, though, to be fair.
He's going
to
bring that back. I mean, I think the problem is, obviously, Joe's down.